There was her husband with the secretary on a beach on the sand, on a sun lounger. Exactly.
Oh, dear.
Who'd have thought?
Yeah, it's shocking, isn't it? Yeah. Anyway, here's John Holmes.
Hello there.
A very good afternoon to you.
I'm loving your cheery tales of...
yeah. Listen, I mean, you know, as I said earlier, if you have no moral compass, life is very much more simple,
isn't it, though,
than it would be if you did.
It's true enough. Well, speaking of moral compasses, we're going to be talking about elves doing despicable things to Barbie dolls.
Well, we were trying to find the video earlier, and we couldn't.
About a gnome doing terrible things to cats.
Is that the same one?
Well, this is the Poundland one that we're going to, you know, the whole Twining's tea incident.
Yes,
so
I haven't seen that one either.
Have you not?
No.
It's very much the tip of the Poundland marketing campaign iceberg for me.
I mean, I've seen lots of references to Twinings and all of that.
Yeah,
but
there's a lot of that going on.
About.
They've been running this for a while, but what I like about it is that Poundland's entire Christmas marketing campaign seems to be more successful than anyone else's, but it only cost them £25.53 to do the whole thing.
25 quid, I thought it was supposed to be Poundland.
They've got 25 pictures, pound each. There you go. That's how it works.
Or it could be 25 minutes and it's a minute, pound a minute. Anyway, who knows?
Yeah.
Well, there we are.
Yeah, so that's coming up. It's Christmas. We've got a choir coming in.
Really?
To do a review of the year, rewritten, 12 Days of Christmas, but for 2017. But we've got a choir coming in to do it for us that we'll be doing downstairs in Virgin Radio's session studio that we've stolen from them.
I see.
You're wearing a Christmas cardi.
I'm wearing a Christmas cardi. Howard Hughes has done us a special Christmas Night Before Christmas poem. We've got a lot of Christmas going on today.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's important because we've only
Christmas
got a few more days.
Yeah. Sunday, Christmas Eve.
No, Monday.
Eve. Yeah. Well, Sunday, Christmas Eve is Christmas, isn't
it?
Some people, Then in Europe,
I agree.
Is
Christmas Eve or Christmas Day the Christmassiest of the days, would you say?
No, because Christmas Eve is still when people like me, in general, most years, apart from this year, go out doing our Christmas shopping.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
So
I'd say Christmas begins on Christmas Eve, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's not Christmassy until Christmas Day.
All right,
I think mulled wine, that's when Christmas starts for me. When you start getting mulled wine in
the pubs.
Well,
that's bad news. I had one of those a couple of weeks ago.
No, so, mulled wine in the pubs.
I had it in a pub.
Yeah.
Yeah, 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, that's me.
Yeah, so Christmas for you. Well, we know, but you already had Christmas on the 10th.
I know. Yeah, I know.
Before you abandoned the rest of your family.
I was in that life.
It's when they mull lager. That's when you've got to start worrying.
Yeah. You're sick of poker in anything, really, in a pub, and it warms it up.
Yeah, you're absolutely
right.
You're
do.
They'll mull anything if you ask them.
Fine, good.
Anyway, mulling coming up with John Holmes.
Mulling the year over is what we're doing.
Mulling the year over. There we are with John Holmes coming up with a choir as well.
Yeah.
Wakey, wakey, it's Christmas!
On Talk Radio.
Ding dong merrily on high.
We'll get you talking.
What? We're losing 3-0?
And if they score another, I'll win £1 million.
£1 million?
Yeah. On the Sun's new Sun6 game, get 6 scores right this game week and you'll win more cash than Neymar gets in a week.
Oh, no, there they go.
Yes! Sausage rolls on me!
Think you know the score? Prove it and you could win £1 million with Sun6. Play for free now at thesun.co.uk/Sun6.
Sun6 powered by SunBets. One free play token per customer per game week. T's and C's apply. 18 plus. BeGambleAware.org.
At Tesco Mobile, we've got some cracking 6-month half price winter deals to warm you up. Get the Moto G5 for only £6.69 a month, or a Samsung A3 for just £9.37 a month. And because they're on anytime upgrade flex, you can change your tariff down or up at any time. Pop in store or go online. Smile. You're on Tesco Mobile.
Half price on months 2-7 of a 30-month airtime contract ends January 28th. Requires 30-month credit agreement. 0% APR representative with Tesco Mobile Limited. Next bill for new tariff. T's and C's at TescoMobile.com.
You can say anything to a mate. Anything. Call them every name under the sun. Wind them up, bring them down a peg. Tell them stuff you never thought you'd tell anyone. Because they're proper mates, like brothers. When it's a mate, you say what you feel like saying. Except, I love you, man, and I'm not going to let you drink drive. Stupid, innit? Mates don't let mates drink drive. Think.
It's turkey time on Talk Radio.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
I'm just a big kid and I love Christmas so much.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. You are listening to Talk Radio. It is just about 1 o'clock. Here's Claire with the latest news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, tensions high between Russia and the UK, the return of the blue passports, and outrage with the removal of fudge bars.
Talk Radio.
The Foreign Secretary and his Russian counterpart have clashed over alleged cyber attacks on the West. Well, Boris Johnson, who's in Moscow, insists at a media conference there is an abundant evidence of interference. But Sergei Lavrov denies these claims and says there's no proof Russia meddled in the Brexit referendum before Mr. Johnson stepped in.
Not successfully. Not successfully, I think, is the word. You know, you should recognise that Russian attempts to interfere in our elections and our referendums, whatever they may have been, have not been successful.
The Scottish First Minister has described post-Brexit changes to one of our most important documents as blue passport-obsessed nonsense. Well, the cover will go back to the blue once the UK leaves the EU after being burgundy for nearly three decades. Theresa May has denied she knew about last year's allegations of inappropriate behaviour made against her former deputy. Well, writer Katie Maltby claims that she told a Downing Street aide in 2016 about Damien Green making advances towards her. He was sacked on Wednesday, saying he doesn't recognise Miss Maltby's versions of events but apologised for any distress caused. Well, the Prime Minister isn't thinking about replacing him anytime soon.
This is not an issue that I'm going to be addressing before the Christmas or over the Christmas period, and nobody should speculate about what might happen.
Barry Manilow has joked about running to be the next president of the US. Well, the singer has tweeted he'll make some romantic music and everybody will be happy again. And some chocolate lovers aren't happy after realising Cadbury has removed fudge bars from its main festive selection box. Well, one fan wrote on social media, Christmas is ruined as the treat's being replaced with a Dairy Milk Oreo in the pack. Well, the firm says it's to improve the mix and offer more variety. Have no fear, though, the fudge is still in other boxes.
Do you like a finger of fudge, Claire, out of interest?
I hate fudge.
Do you?
Yeah, sorry.
Right. You can tell it's near Christmas, where the last two stories was chocolate is no longer being sold in some product.
Yeah.
And that Rod Stewart has made a
Barry
joke.
Barry Manilow
has made a joke.
Rod, where did you get Rod Stewart from?
Oh, they look exactly the same.
I mean, they literally don't. Yeah. I mean, no one has ever conflated Rod Stewart.
Same hair.
With but they've not really,
same
have they?
They've
not even got the same nose or anything.
Yeah, it's the nose that's the difference.
<Nose. Yeah. laughs> I mean, I've not been as outraged about a chocolate being removed from something. The last time was when that Mars bar came out of Marianne Faithfull. Do you remember that?
No.
Okay, Google it, but not at work.
They change things all the time, though, don't they? Like, they change Snickers to... No, the other way around. What was Snickers before?
Marathon.
Yeah.
Now the blue passports are back. I say, rename it Marathon. The Great British Marathon, even though technically that was invented by the
Opal
Greeks.
Opal Fruits.
Starburst, isn't it now?
Yeah.
Bloody Europe.
Yeah.
British Opal Fruits. And make them all blue. Not the multicoloured ones. I want all blue Opal Fruits, and I want them to be called Bloody Opal Fruits.
Let's call Inuits Eskimos again.
Yeah. Let's do that. Yeah. Yeah. What do we used to call... Oh, no, probably not. I'm probably not going back to that, actually. No.
No. Weather.
Yeah, weather now. Here's the weather. Here's the good old-fashioned blue weather. British weather.
Talk Radio National Weather.
British weather.
It's going to be cold and mild for most. Rain in northwest Scotland later.
Don't care about them. They're not British.
Today's highs, 12 degrees.
Okay. Claire... Thank you very much indeed for that. How are you, by the way?
Yeah, I'm a bit poorly, but I'm coming out of it.
I can hear a slight...
bung.
Yeah.
But, well, brilliantly, this works because, of course, I keep mentioning this and people stare at me like I'm mad. Whenever I say your name, your surname,
right.
Cottingham,
yeah.
I say it like you did this yesterday, like the old Tunes advert. Are you aware of this?
No.
Oh.
That was my name in a song?
Well, here it is. So, Tunes? Like
Do they still sell
suite.
Those?
I don't know. They used to, didn't they?
Yeah.
But there used to be an advert where somebody went to buy a ticket in a train station, and he walked up to the window, and he went, right? And the bloke went behind it.
Right.
He went, Tunes. And he took one of the Tunes, and then he went, a second class return to Nottingham, please. So every time I say your name, I go, the
That's like the stupid thing I do when people go, how do you spell it? And I'm like, it's like Nottingham, but with a C. And everyone's like, what?
Nottingham hasn't got a C, it's landlocked.
Yeah.
Doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, that's true.
Right.
Thanks. Yeah, no, I'm all right.
Good,
cheers.
Good,
don't know who's
great.
On sports, sorry.
Well, that was my next question, as you know.
Nope.
Anyway, here's who... We don't know who it is. It could be Alex Dibble.
Oh, yeah.
Is it?
Yeah, it is Dibble.
Dibble. Here's Dibble on sport. Here he comes.
Talk Radio Sports Update with Selco Builders Warehouse. Hundreds of trade brands in stock. Selco's got it. Selco is where the trade goes.
Good afternoon, I'm Alex Dibble. Graham Murty has been given the Rangers manager's job until the end of the season. He's been in temporary charge since Pedro Caixinha was sacked in October. The club tried and failed to prize Derek McInnes from Aberdeen earlier this month. Murty's not the only one to go full-time at Ibrox. Left-back Declan John has had his loan move from Cardiff turned into a permanent one. Well, ahead of their game at the Emirates tonight, Liverpool manager Jurgen Klopp has described Arsenal as the complete side. It's fourth versus fifth to kick off the Christmas fixture list. Here's Arsene Wenger.
These games become absolutely more important because at the moment everybody takes points from the other teams.
Bournemouth boss Eddie Howe insists the club can cope without striker Jermaine Defoe. He's seeing a specialist today after suffering suspected ankle ligament damage in their League Cup quarter-final defeat to Chelsea on Wednesday. And Somerset have signed Australian batsman Cameron Bancroft as their overseas player for next season. He's currently opening against England in the Ashes. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
There we go. That's Alex Dibble with the latest sports news powered by TalkSport. Hello to you. It's Christmas Friday. It's our final show before the holidays. So let's get on with it.
Talk Radio.
It's time for showing no
terrible jumpers.
No one does roasties in Goose Fat like Mum does.
Hundred times that we've had this playlist, the family sing-along's not the greatest. It's a lot for the custom now.
Just doing the taste of all the Brussels sprouts.
Every bit of Christmas is living well. Sainsbury's, live well for less.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Previously on the John Holmes Show.
So good afternoon, you are listening to Olive Oil normally. We're going to bring in budget funerals, Aldi funerals. What a Christmas moment that would be for us all, won't it?
Well, fortunately, I've had it checked.
It's cheese. Yeah.
Would the filling be a separate present or the same present?
Now, I know they were trying to do this in Sweden.
Robots.
Empty birds.
Really enjoyed that.
I thought it was a cure for this
disdain.
Not just grit, but also
and a buffet with fat Americans at it. Oh, I don't like that either. Come in, everyone.
You have to go for your friends.
For every bad thing you've done this year, every naughty thing that you've done this year, Father Christmas will rightly
starve them to death.
The Pope banned
the news in haikus. Do you feel more let down than you would if it was just on during the day?
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat.
Nothing is static. Everything is evolving.
Who are you?
John Holmes.
I'm him.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
Talk Radio. When I am bound together on a journey that will twist the very fabric of nature.
Well, great news, my friend. Great and fabulous news. Trade tariffs, unemployment, still bound by regulations, yet having no say on anything. Diminished financial power. Companies moving their headquarters out of the United Kingdom. A trade of influence over sovereignty. Or vice versa, I'm not sure. An enormous divorce bill. Loss of single market advantages. I could go on. But I will not, because great news today for one and for all, of course. We are getting a blue passport back. Yes. Oh, yes, that's what we... Oh, God. Never mind all the other stuff I just mentioned. We are getting a different coloured passport, yeah. And it comes with loads of benefits. It's going to permit you to queue for much, much longer in an airport. It's going to give you free movement, visa-free movement, around one whole country. And that country is Britain. Yeah, it's Britain, my friend, yeah. Hey, look, I'm going to tell you about Britain, right? I'm going to tell you all about Britain. Britain is great. Britain is great. That is the country that you'll be moving around. And that is why it's called Great Britain. I mean, why would you even want to go anywhere else? This is the country of the Queen. This is the country of the Queen in a succession of different hats. I mean, it's not the country she keeps her money in because that's offshore, but it doesn't matter. Because this is Great Britain, the country of proper pubs, of roast beef, of Yorkshire pudding, of Yorkshire, of pudding, of cream teas and of English muffins, of stiff upper lips, of being great at cricket, of sarcasm, of the Blitz spirit, of Sir David Attenborough, of the NHS, of the green fields and hills, of Jessica Ennis Hills, and of the great British cup of tea, which only yesterday was used by an elf on the shelf to teabag a Barbie in a national Christmas advertising campaign by Poundland. And only in this great country would that happen. And then for everyone to chuck their sex toys out of their prams about it. Britain. It is British, and now our passports, just like the White Cliffs of Dover, will soon be blue again. Hashtag passports of colour. So what if we can't use them to travel freely around? They are blue. Blue like the blue out of red, white and blue. And so what patriotic offerings do we have for you on the programme today? Well, of course, later we'll be recreating the teabagging elf scenario in the studio. But also, because that makes Britain great, and also, we will be inviting you to make up a news story for today's headline hijack. The number is this to get in touch. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on...
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Yeah. Get involved. Get your news story, your lie, said to the nation out of Claire's mouth at 2 o'clock. That's the sort of thing that makes Britain great as well. We'll be rounding up the news using Japanese, good old-fashioned British Japanese poetry. It's all about the syllables, isn't it? Short form Oriental British verse. Verse, yes. And verse. 575, it's the news in haikus. British haikus, none of your Japanese nonsense. We'll be rounding up British showbiz in a end-of-year showbiz roundup. We'll bring you an end-of-the-year quiz. Did I mention it's our final show before the new year? Final show of 2017 from us at Talk Radio. Work experience punditry comes from Alex today. He's our work experience. He's going to be going through some films for your Christmas delight. There's the big debate at three. There is a special Christmas poem from Howard Hughes. Talk Radio's own Howard Hughes, the legend, the broadcasting legend, brings you a Christmas poem. And we'll be bringing you... a choir live in our session studio, rounding up the year for you in musical Christmas choir form. That's on the show today, yes. Live music, quizzes, news coverage, mostly about the teabagging elf, if I'm honest. Poetry of all kinds. And I can promise you much Christmas cheer as we go along. Who's on the show today? Which good old-fashioned British people who have we've coloured blue, especially for the occasion, are working on the show today? Here's Chloe. Chloe's on production. Hi, Chloe.
Hello.
Hi there. Chloe's blued up for today.
Happy Christmas.
Yes. We've scribbled on Katie's face with a blue pen as well. Hi, Katie.
Hello.
Hi there. Claire's got the news. She's already left the room. I don't know why. Cornelius, it's going to be a blue Christmas without you.
John, I can't believe our last show has fallen on this.
Oh, what day is it?
National Date Nut Bread Day.
What?
Date Nut Bread.
What is that?
Presumably you go on a date with nut bread.
Okay, good. Make a change for you, won't it? Normally you use a pie. Like in the film. Or a watermelon that you put a hole in. It's Talk Radio in the afternoon. Good old-fashioned British blue Talk Radio, by the way. We've like the passports. And you are very welcome to join us as we take you into Christmas Ruddy Friday. I'm John. Ho, 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 ho. Welcome. And we're going to start with some music to get us into today's big story. But what could the story possibly be? The clues are all in the song. It's the best Christmas song ever. Enjoy this.
Get where I wanna go, and so I skate across the Thames, hand in hand with all my friends. All the things that we planned, my son's eyes and the outline of his hand. And even though I hate the cold, a constant reminder that I'm getting old, another year draws to its close, and tired love slows. But when I dream tonight, I'll dream of you. And when the tears froze, tell me where the money went. Protesters march out on the street as young men sleep amongst the feet. Another year grows to its close, and tired London slows. When I dream tonight, I'll dream of you. When the Thames froze.
When the Thames froze.
So tell everyone that there's hope in your heart. Tell everyone, or it'll tear you apart at the end of Christmas Day. When there's nothing left to say, the years go by so fast. Let's hope the next beats the last.
So how does it link to today's big story? That is Smith and Burroughs, When the Thames Froze.
So tell everyone that there's hope in your heart. Tell everyone, or it'll tear you apart at the end of Christmas Day. When there's nothing left to say, the years go by so fast.
That's right, join in, everyone.
Next beast of
no one knows this song.
They do know it. It's the best Christmas song ever. Tom Smith from Editors, Andy Burrows from Razorlight.
So
it's not dreary, Katie. Shut your face. So there it is. How does it link to today's big story, though? That's how we get into the big story around these parts. We play you a tune. You have a little play along at home or office or wherever you happen to be, pub probably. How does it link to the big story? Cornelius has been busy guessing.
It kicks like a sleep twitch.
It sounds like him.
Well, it is him. Anyway.
Yeah, I know, but I sound like it.
All right, well, no, you don't. You sound like a man who's already had too much drink and chocolate. So,
I haven't had any drink yet. And I have had too much chocolate.
Yes.
And suffering from a serious sugar crash at the moment.
Yeah.
Since we went on air, I've been bounding around the office all morning.
And now you've had a crash. Now you look all wrong.
Our boss bought too many celebrations. He bought 10 boxes of celebrations.
Well, what's he celebrating exactly?
Don't know.
All right.
And I've eaten too many of the bounty ones.
Right. So you've got a coconut crash as well. Great.
Yeah.
All right. So anyway, what do you think that's... How does that link to today's big story? Eh?
Surely it's something to do with National Date Nut Bread Day.
No.
It's not.
No. Guess again.
Well, it's a Christmas song. Christmas is our song. Big story Christmas?
Christmas
John?
Related.
Are we going to speak to a priest and learn about the true story of Christmas?
No.
Oh. I don't know.
I'll tell you. It's a Christmas song. There's a Christmas story around today, which is quite a good story. And it's that song is about the river
Thames,
which begins with the letter
T.
And an elf has teabagged a Barbie in a Christmas marketing campaign for. Poundland, which is what everyone's talking about today. It's in all the papers, of course. It's in the Sun today. Big.
It's all over the internet,
John. It's all anyone's talking about, of course, today. So we're going to be talking about it as well. What I like about it is that everyone assumed that someone had hacked Poundland's account
just
done some filth, because it's quite a filthy elf thing it's done. Is that the incident with Barbie is not the only thing that they put on there. And everyone's assumed someone's going to get fired. But no, the marketing director of Poundland is like well proud of it. And it's worked, has it not? Because we're all talking about it. And I'm not going there, but we have all talked about it, so that's fair enough. So we're going to be discussing it next to find out whether it's a good thing or a bad thing in PR terms, because a lot of people have complained, miserable, and a lot of people think it's really funny. So you decide, get in touch, tell us what you think, and we'll discuss it next on Talk Radio in the afternoons.
And what would you like, little boy?
Christmas on Talk Radio.
A Norfolk turkey!
Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
Could your business benefit from cloud accounting? Sage Business Cloud. Get paid faster by issuing invoices on the move. Complete your VAT return in seconds. And link your bank account for a real-time picture of your business finances. See how Sage Business Cloud can benefit your business with a free 30-day trial of Sage Accounting. Visit sage.co.uk/free trial. Sage Business Cloud. Helping you manage everything from money to people. Be Sage. Build on.
Was the night before Christmas, and all through the house, a party was stirring, good times paramount. I made my way to the fridge with some care, in hope that some Strongbow dark fruit would be there. Then I exclaimed with a shout and a hoot, dark fruit to all, and to all a dark fruit.
Strongbow dark fruit, the original dark fruit cider, with crisp apple taste and juicy blackcurrants. Drink aware for the facts. Please drink responsibly.
Homes come in all shapes and sizes. Starter homes and second homes. Bungalows and high-rise flats. New builds and country piles. So when it comes to installing a premium boiler, one size won't fit all. That's why at Valent, there's a solution for every kind of home and every heating need. Because we believe to make a house a home, you need a boiler that's a perfect fit. Find out more at valent.co.uk. Valent, comfort for your home.
He spotted an opening, and he's going for it. He's gone to Now TV. He's lining up a Sky Sports day pass. Oh, what about that? Arsenal v Liverpool, streaming live tonight for just £6.99. That's got to be the winner. Can you believe it?
So, to only pay for the games that matter to you, search Now TV.
18 plus, fixtures subject to change, terms apply.
Today at Tesco, get crates of Budweiser, Corona and Coors for just £9. Everyone's welcome at Tesco. Selected stores excluding Express while stocks last. 18 plus ends 24th of December.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Problems through Somerset to contend with on the southbound side of the M5. A lane closed due to a breakdown between 22 at Burnham and 23 at Bridgewater, north of the A39. Northbound M1 through Northamptonshire, a lane closed. Emergency repairs are taking place between 16 at Daventry and 17 for the M45 turn. And big problems southbound on the M40 through Oxfordshire. A lorry fire completely closes the motorway between 10 at Brackley down towards 9 at Vista for the A41. That's the latest. I'm Stephen Beach.
Today at Tesco, get crates of Carling, Bex and Stella for just £9. Everyone's welcome at Tesco. Selected stores excluding Express while stocks last. 18 plus.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
And a very good Christmas Friday afternoon to you. this is Christmas and what have you done? So the phrase goes. Well, of course, if you're Poundland, what you've done is take an Elf on the Shelf, more of which anon, and set up a scenario whereby it's teabagging a Barbie with a Twinings classic. Now, I realise that if you're unfamiliar with this news story, then it's going to take some explaining. So what it is... Hang on a minute. I'm going to give you a moment to Google it yourself, because I'm not... best not explained in detail. So just take a quick minute to just Google that. If you go Poundland plus teabag plus Elf, then you'll be on the same page, or internet page, if you're looking at Damien Green's computer. Okay, there we go. The elf in question has been busy elsewhere too. If you trawl Poundland's Twitter feed, it shows the elf over the past few days drawing a penile Christmas tree, playing strip poker with naked Barbies, drawing some breasts on a frozen car windscreen, and fighting Darth Vader with a large pink lady's bedroom thing. Let's just call it Mrs. Claus's little helper. Anyway, naturally, everyone's first thought was that Poundland's account had been hacked, but no, it's genuinely their Christmas marketing campaign, and according to their marketing director, it costs precisely £25.53. And it has worked, because everybody is talking about it today. Not since Cliff Richard's Mistletoe and Wine, the original draft where he wrote it about a camel, has Christmas been so much fun. Mark Bukowski is a PR guru, of course he is. He's been on the show before. Hi Mark, nice to talk to you.
Hi John, how are you?
So Merry Christmas to you Mark, first of all, of course. Merry Christmas. Are you going to be spending it a la Elf? I mean, what do you make of this story?
No, I was totally bemused, because I think most people thought, oh my God, here we're going to hear about some awful hacking incident and someone is going to find themselves in trouble for a security breach. But no, it's all real. I mean, it's very reminiscent of those old, 1950s, 40s, saucy, seaside postcards, really. That's the sort of tone. But I'm not sure whether we are talking about Poundland, whether we'll be racing to Poundland for a last-minute shop. I don't seem to think so. But as a brand campaign, I'm bemused, particularly in these new PC times we all live in.
If PR and marketing is PR and marketing, and you just want to get your name out there, it's worked brilliantly, hasn't it? I mean, everyone is talking about it.
If you worship at the shrine of all publicity is good publicity, yes, it is. The marketing director was out today, boasting about how little it cost and how it's the most talked about Christmas campaign. And supposedly on Facebook, where all his supposed sort of Poundland customers congregate, it's been a huge success. It's a huge outpouring of love. So who knows? I suspect that he will be entering it for many, many awards, and maybe it will put some of the big ad agencies who spent gazillions, or been paid gazillions, I should say, to come up with creators for some of the big retailers at Christmas, put some all in the shade.
Yeah, and do you think that you were talking about these PC times we live in and everything else? It is a bold step, isn't it? PC times, it's social media, it's backlashes, it's people having a go, it's apologies here, there, and everywhere before anyone's even turned around. And they've just kind of brazenly gone, you know what, we're just doing this rude stuff with an elf, deal with it. And I kind of admire it. I laughed out loud when I saw it. Like you, though, I assumed it was someone on their last day. But I'm kind of really happy about the fact that it's an orchestrated idea.
Yeah, I think it has taken Poundland, really, to maybe slam two fingers up, really, about what's going on at the moment. So, yes, it is brave, and brave maverick risks are something that I applaud, too. Yes, we are talking about it, which is purely, something that's very, very powerful for the brand. Now, I don't know about how many of Poundland's customers are that tuned to social media, because sometimes we can get terribly excited about happening in Twitter, and everybody's getting hot under the collar on Twitter. But are those people who are getting hot under the collar on Twitter and social media Poundland, customers?
Yeah.
I think, it's creating a media fuss. And generating this conversation, but the average man or woman goes into powers, and are they aware of it? That would be the question, you know, to be answered.
Yeah, and it is. I mean, I think you're right. I think the media bubble, it does, in the end, place too much emphasis on social media, doesn't it? Because if you look at the figures of social media, particularly Twitter, where all this stuff tends to kick off, where people, the backlash on Twitter, and of course the press now use Twitter by just, a news story is now just a reproduction of people's Twitter feeds and what they've said, and somehow that constitutes news now. But actually, in reality, it's really, really a minority of the people in this country who even go anywhere near Twitter. So it actually is kind of irrelevant to the majority.
I agree, and I think that we all get too, you know, hot under the collar about these things, particularly on Twitter, and that's right. It is still a bubble. It is a free news feed for newspapers to pick up the mood of the crowd. Whether it really represents the mood of the crowd, I don't know. And clearly there's a bunch of people at Poundland HQ giggling all the way through the last days of Christmas. So, and I think, you know, I do encourage people to go and look at it, because it is odd, it is funny. It is funny. Pretty bad taste, but there's plenty of people who've created careers out of having peddling bad taste type of humour.
There's something quite amusing about the fact they chose Twinings for the particular image that's
Twinings are pretty quick out of the blocks to say they had nothing at all to do with it.
Yes, exactly.
So, I mean, you would have thought that they would have involved more people in this. But of course, if they did, you know, they probably would have said
Somebody would say no. That's right.
No, no, at all. So, but yeah, but the Twinings teabagging, as you've so eloquently put it, is rather funny. And also, I'm not sure whether or not the use of Barbie dolls constitutes a ripping off of a brand as well. I'm not sure Mattel are going to be particularly happy with the portrayal of Barbie.
Elf on the Shelf have already tried to distance themselves from it as well. In a final point, Mark, if someone came to you with this idea, is it something, as someone who works in PR and marketing, is it something you'd have signed off on, or would you have stepped away, do you think?
Personally, I would have signed away from it. I mean, it's not my style of things. I think you've got to make people laugh, but actually, as you well know, clever, satirical humour that captures the imagination is very, very difficult to craft, and this is a bit of an easy joke, and I think Poundland could have been a lot smarter and clever about it to generate this outrage. It's very, very difficult to kick up outrage, particularly in these days, and I think there's a lot of very clever stuff going on social media at the moment, but this will be a 24-48 hour wonder. Yeah. We'll be forgot about it next week.
All right, Mark, listen, thanks very much indeed for talking to us. That's Mark Bygovsky, of course, PR legend, talking through that Poundland marketing campaign. And if you haven't seen it, I mean, it's worth going and have a look at Poundland's Twitter feed, just to see what the hell we're talking about, as it's quite difficult to actually describe. There, you're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes. Claire's here with the news now. After that, Lonely Lunch Club, of course. I forgot to mention that earlier. The return of Lonely Lunch Club, especially for Christmas. If you're lonely this Christmas, this is the show for you that aims to make you feel fewer lonely. It's going to be happening before 2 o'clock. It's just at 1:30. Though, as I say, Claire's here with the headlines.
Talk Radio.
The Foreign Secretary says this is a difficult time in relations between the UK and Russia during a visit to the country. Well, Boris Johnson claims there is abundant evidence that Moscow has interfered in polls in the US, Germany and France. But Sergei Lavrov denies any claims that there's any proof Russia meddled. Tributes are being paid to a woman who was stabbed to death in a supermarket she worked in. Well, the mayor of Skipton says everyone is shocked following Jodie Wilshire's death. A man is being questioned on suspicion of her murder. The Scottish First Minister has described post-Brexit changes to one of our most important documents as blue passport-obsessed nonsense. Well, the EU's Burgundy model is being scrapped once Britain leaves in 2019. And the Home Office Minister, Brandon Lewis, told Talk Radio it'll be the most high-tech document we've ever seen.
The changes in it that are really key to this is things like the polycarbonate inserts will mean it is going to be more secure and more technologically advanced than anything we've seen before, which fits with the changes we're making at the border to continue to work to make it a quicker, easier process for the Air Force with e-gates and more technology coming through. So some exciting opportunities ahead.
Some flights to Bristol Airport have been diverted after there were delays and cancellations after a plane left the runway while taxiing. None of the 25 people on board the flight from Frankfurt were injured, but the runway is currently shut as a result. And if you haven't already noticed, Cadbury has dropped the fudge bar from its festive selection box. Some chocolate lovers have been reacting angrily on social media as Dairy Milk Oreo has replaced it. One person said, "Christmas is ruined."
Christmas is ruined.
I like Oreo.
Do you?
Yeah, Oreos are much better than fudge.
Yeah, way better. Fudge is
I'm very keen
rubbish.
I'm very keen on their Speedwagon.
That was good for you.
Oh. Unbelievable.
That was great. I want some Mario Speedwagon now. Can we get some of that on?
That
Let's get some
good.
Of that on.
That was good for you.
The weather, cloudy.
I don't know why I bother.
cloudy and mild for most. Rain in northwest Scotland this afternoon. Today's high is 12 degrees. There is more in half an hour.
I mean, I've peaked now. That's all I have.
Yeah, let's all go home.
Everyone. Why? So they're giving a reason they've taken the fudge out.
Well, you say that like
presumably
a
presumably to put the Oreo in.
Well, I know about the space, but why have they? Why did they pick on the fudge particularly?
Well, I mean, the fudge isn't the best one, is it?
I don't know. Do they even sell them separately anymore?
A finger of
yeah,
fudge?
Yeah, I think you do get a little
fudge. It's just enough to give the kids
know.
A treat.
What are you talking about?
A finger of fudge.
Are you doing jokes from the 80s?
That's an advert, isn't
we
it?
We are not ready for this.
Mm. It's their advertising slogan, wasn't
Showing
it?
Showing your age.
A finger of fudge is just enough to give your kids...
Oh, we can sing too. Oh, that's nice. Lovely. Just in case we didn't get it the first time round.
I like this. I'm enjoying it.
I don't like
this.
Bring Toby back. Well, I like Toby.
Claire comes in the day before Christmas and...
just picks on me like yeah, this is bullying.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, they're still banter.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway.
Anyway, thanks, Claire, I think. Claire's with us throughout the afternoon. Unless I go and talk to the boss. And we'll be bringing us... Are we doing bonus Christmas news today? Is that what we're doing?
It's still mineral news.
Can we change it to Christmas news?
It's going to be Christmas mineral news.
Christmas mineral news.
Good luck.
I mean, it's basically gold.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that's what's going to be happening at around about 3:30 for those that are just tuning in. Just tuned to Chalk Radio simply because they've put LBC on and found that it's Andrew Castle. Then why not come along? This is what we're going to be doing at 3:30. It's bonus news because we know the news is quite short here. 2 minutes max. Not enough to fit everything in. So we do bring you a bonus news feature at 3:30, which rounds everything else up. Animal, vegetable and mineral, because that's everything, isn't it? But today, Christmas mineral news, apparently, is what we're going to be doing. Anyway, headline hijacks on the way. I'll explain that momentarily, and then we'll meet someone who is lunching alone.
Speech Radio with a difference. The late night alternative with Ian Lee.
You can call in about literally anything you want.
Experience the unconventional.
Evening, boss.
The unpredictable.
What's happening?
And the completely unorthodox.
Exactly.
With rule-free Ian Lee.
Descended into chaos.
The late night alternative with Ian Lee.
I've got a very poor internet connection.
Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Here we are then with our very last show of 2017, and we are looking towards the news at 2 o'clock. In the news at 2 o'clock will be a made-up news story. Now, we invite you, very cordially mine, to make that news story up. Just to send us a couple of sentences, paragraph at most, that's what we always say, of a made-up news story. And then one will be picked, it could be yours, and it could be broadcast to the nation as fact within the bulletin. Confusing those who aren't really paying attention to this bit, that's what it's there for. It's called Headline Hijack. Cornelius has been collating them so far. What's been coming in?
This one's from Fletch, who says, a list of the top most peculiar Christmas gift cards has been compiled by The Sun today. The list of unlikely Christmas gift vouchers include Greg's, Uber, the DVLA, emergency locksmiths, council tax and parking fines.
At least they're useful gifts.
Yeah, I know. I was just thinking that.
I mean, in actual fact...
An emergency locksmith gift card...
is a good thing.
Is it? Because how often... I've never had to use one in my life. So...
Well, you're not very old, so... But, so, you know...
But it's not something you use very often. How often do you use them? Once in your life, do you reckon?
I'd say you use an emergency locksmith maybe 4 or 5 times in your life.
Really?
I think so, yeah.
Maybe you're just clumsy.
That is, yeah, or I have inadequate locks. I don't, by the way, if there are any burglars listening. They're very up to date, just to be clear. Because I had a locksmith come and change them. Does the No, because if you have an if you have a locksmith incident, a lock in where you need an emergency locksmith, you're always got to faff around trying to find a number. But if you had a gift card, they're quite expensive, I think, to call out a locksmith, then that would be handy. I think that's a good thing. As long as there wasn't like a time limit on it.
Well, yeah, that's the thing.
If it's like a lifetime locksmith, I think that's a good thing. Council tax voucher, good idea.
Yeah.
Parking fine voucher.
A bit boring,
another good idea.
Yeah, but again, that would only be good if you're a bad parker.
Well, no, because you could use it, couldn't you? Because if someone gave you, I don't know, what's a parking fine? 60 quid or something?
Yeah, I don't know, I don't drive.
Something like that, 60 quid maybe. So if someone gave you 60 quid, that's basically free parking for the day. So you just park right in front of a train station, or wherever you want to go, just stop the car in the road. Someone could like 60 quid. And you go, yep, whatever, here's a voucher. Got it for Christmas. Free parking, see? It's quite good, I like that. You'd like the Greggs one because you...
Love Greggs.
You like...
Love the festive bake.
For Christmas dinner this year, your mum has decided to make you warm you a festive bake.
Bake, yeah.
Hasn't she? We've talked about that on the programme before.
Yeah, we'll serve it with all the trimmings.
All the trimmings. Uber voucher.
Perfect. They actually sell those. I think...
Do they?
Fletch. Yeah, the Fletch started off with some real ones there, so Greggs and Uber.
Right. The DVLA one I'm not sure about.
No.
Not sure about that one.
I don't know what you buy there. Just a theory test.
A speed fine.
Yeah.
Maybe it's free
speeding. Is
that
who done them?
I don't know.
I don't think they do that. They just do the licence element
probably,
of it.
Probably, I don't know. Anyway, have you got anything else that's come in?
What about this from Dara, who says...
Dara.
A report has shown that 18 primary schools across the country have cancelled Christmas because their pupils have been underachieving. Any parents who give Christmas to their children could face having them kicked out of school.
Right. So you've got about 20 minutes to get your made-up lies to us. Somebody must be today's headline hijacker. Why not make it you in time for Christmas? Here's the number, 8722.
Start your message with the word...
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
So, after the traffic and travel, we will be bringing you today's Lonely Luncher. If you're lunching alone, why not become inducted into the Talk Radio Christmas Tupperware Hall of Despair? I'm John Holmes. It's Talk Radio.
We've got Christmas all wrapped up.
I don't know, it's kind of lacking in a Christmas theme.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Ho, ho, ho!
As a business owner, you can't waste money on anything, particularly hiring. That's why we built Indeed.com differently. No upfront fees, no long-term contracts, so you can start, pause, and stop at any time. Post your next job on Indeed, the UK's number one job site. For a limited time, we're giving new users a £50 credit to post a sponsored job. Claim your £50 credit at Indeed.com/redeem. That's Indeed.com/redeem. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply. The UK's number one job site, according to Comscore.
What? We're losing 3-0?
And if they score another, I'll win £1 million.
£1 million?
Yeah. On the Sun's new Sun 6 game, get 6 scores right this game week and you'll win more cash than Neymar gets in a week.
Oh no, there they go.
Yes! Sausage rolls on me!
Think you know the score? Prove it and you could win £1 million with Sun 6. Play for free now at thesun.co.uk/sun6.
Sun 6 powered by SunBets. One free play token per customer per game week. T's and C's apply. 18 plus. Be gambleaware.org.
My name's Frank. When I was on the streets, I was cold, lonely and scared. Christmas was the hardest time. I was absolutely by myself. I had nowhere to go. But then I came to Crisis at Christmas. It was awesome. They had proper food, showers, doctors, advisors. It was a real ray of hope and it changed my life. So please reserve a place for someone at Crisis at Christmas for just £26.08. Go to crisis.org.uk and help someone else like me out of homelessness this Christmas. Thanks for listening.
It was the night before Christmas and all through the house, a party was stirring, good times paramount. I made my way to the fridge with some care, in hope that some Strongbow dark fruit would be there. Then I exclaimed with a shout and a hoot, dark fruit to all, and to all a dark fruit.
Strongbow dark fruit, the original dark fruit cider with crisp apple taste and juicy blackcurrants. Drink aware for the facts. Please drink responsibly.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
We're looking at severe delays on the M40 southbound in Oxfordshire. It's queuing from junction 11 at Banbury towards 9 at Bicester after a lorry fire earlier on. It's taking about an hour and 20 minutes to get through. The M1 in Northamptonshire is slow moving northbound between junction 16 for Daventry and 17 at Dunchurch because of emergency repairs. In Cheshire, the M6 is crawling southbound towards junction 18 at Holmes Chapel because a car's broken down in the roadworks. And Eurotunnel have a waiting time of up to an hour for passenger services at Folkestone after cancellations earlier. I'm Alan Joyce.
Today at Tesco, get crates of Budweiser, Corona and Coors for just £9. Everyone's welcome at Tesco. Selected stores excluding Express while stocks last. 18 plus ends 24th of December.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Saturday Breakfast with Penny Smith.
On Talk Radio.
I'm Penny Smith. Join me tomorrow morning from 8 on Talk Radio for the perfect weekend breakfast. I'm going to be reviewing the papers, taking a look at all the best new film, book and theatre releases. And I'm going to be chatting to a whole host of celebrity guests live in the studio.
Saturday Breakfast with Penny Smith. Tomorrow morning from 8.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Can you think of a worse Christmas gift than this? We were talking about the vouchers you can get at a Christmas gifty, right? DVLA vouchers, that sort of thing. This is from Steve. My friend brought his mother-in-law a gift voucher for her local chip shop because she loves the battered sausages.
Mmm.
That's just reminded me that in the fish and chip shop not far from where I live,
yeah,
there's a big poster on the wall advertising gift vouchers.
Really?
And I always thought, who would do that? And now I have the answer.
Steve Day's mum.
Steve Day's friend's mother-in-law.
Yeah.
So next time I'm in that chip shop, which isn't that often, but next time I am, I will look at that poster and I'll go, Steve Day's friend's mother-in-law.
Mm.
So Steve, know this. Next time I'm in the chip shop, I'll be thinking of you and your mother-in-law when I look at the battered sausage. What's the worst ever Christmas? What's the worst voucher you could get? Is that it, or can we beat that?
I must have discussed this before.
I smell a text in.
Yeah.
87222.
Start your message with the word
That's all right, you're a Twitter.
Start your message with any word
That's
you like.
That's the worst Christmas gift. A gift voucher for your local chip shop. Beat that.
I must have discussed this before.
Go on.
And this technically was a voucher that we opened. Me and my brother opened this on Christmas Day. It was a voucher for a day at a spy school. When we were far too old
that's
for the
a good,
experience.
That's a good...
It's not. It was awful.
Why? What do you mean? Why
we were like 17 and 18.
Yeah. A spy school. Yeah, but they teach you how to, like, fight with knives and stuff.
No, disarm knives.
Yeah.
I can disarm
I've been
a knife.
On one of these.
Have you?
It was brilliant. That's not disappointing.
It was. It was really
awkward. They teach
awkward.
You how to shoot guns.
It was most... No, it weren't real guns.
Yeah, the one I went on was.
Well, no, this one wasn't. This was just on a scout camp near the M25.
And yeah, they teach you how to disarm knives.
Mm.
And they teach you how to fight and you get to shoot guns at and archery.
Disarm knives and just play Quasar in the woods.
Well, we didn't do that.
It's very weird.
It was
very
great.
Cold.
Anyway, no, I'm afraid the chip shop one is much worse than that. You know,
I like
a gift voucher for a battered sausage is poorer than a day of spy school. I can tell you that. That's good. Terrible voucher gifts. 87222.
Start your message with
Hang
the word
on
talk. Start your message with any word you like.
Any word you like. And now, there's a lot going on in the news today, of course. We know and have been talking about the Poundland Elf and what it's been up to. Some quite filthy things, if you want to go and have a look at it. But it costs £25.53. Their entire marketing budget, and everyone is talking about it, so it kind of has worked. So that's going on. Boris Johnson is threatening the Kremlin with a cyber war or something. There's a Russian spy at Downing Street. There's photographs of Meghan Markle seemingly trying to strangle Prince Harry on the front of a lot of the papers. Look at that. Yeah. She's trying to throttle him. That's like an act of autoerotic asphyxiation. Right, so anyway, that's... I'm not sure they should have photographed that. Anyway, best left for the wedding night. It's all very complicated, isn't it?
Oh, I can't get my Santa hat around
no,
it.
No, many people can't. We're here to help. As ever, the news is complicated, but we like to do the right thing. And that is, of course, explain the news and analyse it using Japanese poetry. 575, it's the news in haikus.
Pound Lound Elf recree eights former ministers in internet history.
Yep, that Pound Lound Elf, eh? The news in haikus.
It'll be lonely this Christmas without you to hold. It'll be lonely.
It'll be lonely this Christmas Except it won't be lonely this Christmas. Not if you're listening to this show, anyway. Because this is the show that reaches a helping and, I'm going to say, warm hand out of the radio to bring you companionship. That's what we do. And no better time, of course, at Christmas where many people are feeling lonely. If you are lunching alone, this is the Talk Radio Lonely Lunch Club, a feature we used to do ages ago and now have brought back for 1 week only. Let's meet Gary. Hello, Gary.
Good afternoon,
good
John.
Good afternoon, Gary. How are you?
I'm good. I had a hangover yesterday, but I'm good today. So
right,
good.
good. And the hangover yesterday was a result of what, some Christmas festivity, was it?
It was actually a wedding party on Wednesday night, so that's a good excuse for it.
That is good, isn't it? A wedding on a Christmas Wednesday. I like
that. Yeah. you're going to get a hangover, aren't you?
It's unavoidable.
Fair enough. So what do you do, Gary, and where do you do it?
Well, I'm a self-employed consultant working in shipping at the moment.
All right, okay. That's interesting.
So it's like passenger ferries and ro-ro ships and stuff like that.
All right. Okay. And how long have you been doing that then, consulting in the shipping?
A couple of years. I used to work for a ferry company as a sort of a manager when we were running ships from the UK to Spain and stuff like that. And after that finished, I set up my own consultancy business and became one of your 9 listeners.
Yeah, thank you very much. I think we've spoken to all of the listeners over the past week and 2 days. But thank you very much. You're very welcome, Gary. It's good to talk to you. And do you, when you sort of consult in passenger shipping, what exactly are you consulting on? What are they asking you about? Is it about...
Well, it's sort of business improvement stuff, and sometimes it's helping people set up a new business and stuff like that. But I've accepted a new job in the new year, so I'm going to be stopping doing that. So.
Oh, is it still shipping related?
And
would you like to tell us what it is?
Well, it's basically a business improvement and modernisation type role.
All right.
Boring stuff, really. But I'll become an occasional listener at that point.
Well, that's fine. We've got the podcast.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. I mean, to be fair, we might become an occasional broadcaster, so it might fit in. Anyway, look, Gary, it's lovely. It wasn't me that said it. It's lovely to talk to you, Gary. And the object of the game is to make you feel fewer lonely, of course, at the Christmas time. So you're lunching alone, presumably. Why so? Is this because you work on your own as a self-employed consultant, or do you have a team? Yeah. How does it work?
No, I work on my own from home with only my dog for company. Oh. So
what sort of dog is it?
It's a Westie cross, little white fluffy thing.
Yeah.
Aww.
Good. Cornelius chipping in there. Good. And in terms of then what you and your dog or...
What's the dog name? I want a dog
name.
Oh,
you want a dog
here,
name.
Please.
All right, what's the dog's name?
He's called Snowy.
Aww, Snowy.
So I did look a bit insane the other week because you call his name and there's snow on the ground and people think you have some weird kind of Tourette's that you're shouting Snowy at the top of your voice.
You have got to be careful with dog names for that very reason.
Yeah.
There's lots of things you could call a dog when combined with another word. Just sounds very wrong. I'm not going to dwell on it now. In terms of what you and Snowy then are doing for Christmas, what's the plan, Gary?
Well, I'm going to my parents' Christmas Day and Boxing Day, and we'll have one of those Christmases that you sort of grown-up children have with their aging parents, where you all look at each other, and it's not very exciting, but it'll be pleasant.
It's traditional. The traditional not very exciting looking at each other.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot to be said for that, Gary. I think
it's like the blue passports.
Yeah. In what sense? I mean, two questions. One, the blue passport thing that we're all enjoying today, of course. You're in Ireland. You're in Northern Ireland, aren't you? That's right.
Yeah.
So it's going to apply to you, presumably.
Well, we can have both.
You can't. That's right. Yeah.
We can have an Irish passport or a British passport, whatever we wish. And I think most people will probably go for both, unless they're feeling very political.
Yeah. What colour is the Irish passport?
Sure, it'll be the EU
maroon colour, sort of burgundy.
Yeah. But did you know this, though? This is today. It turns out we could have had a blue passport anyway, because being in the EU doesn't mean you've got to have a maroon passport. Every country gets the right to choose the colour of their own passport. And Britain just went, oh, we'll do the bulk standard is maroon. But you don't have to go with it. Croatia, for instance, doesn't go with the maroon passport. They just chose their own colour. So it turns out Britain could have just had a blue passport all the time. If we'd wanted to, we just had to ask.
So. But we couldn't have complained about it, though.
No, exactly. That's what we like to do, Gary. Yeah. You're absolutely right. We wouldn't have it any other way, being British, goddammit. So, look, it is lovely to talk to you, and it's always good to know what people are doing for Christmas. That's what we've been asking. I need to also ask you very quickly about worst ever voucher presents. I don't know whether you were listening to that, where Steve got in touch and said that his friends brought his mother-in-law a gift voucher for a chip shop because he likes a battered sausage. He likes the sausage from the chip shop. Presumably, you can't beat that, Gary. I mean, you're the first person we've spoken to out of the studio about
this. But I have had a couple of disastrous Christmas presents. Not factor related, but I got the golf ball soups one year.
Sorry, say again?
Golf ball soups.
Golf ball soups?
Like a golf ball, yeah.
I mean, first of all, I thought you said soup, and I was thinking, well, that's
a crunchy crouton.
Yeah, but, that's interesting. There's a whole range, of course, of golf presents, aren't there, that you do see?
What was disastrous about it?
Well, it's just an awful present.
It is. He's right.
Yeah.
I mean, and the other one was, you know those huge bars of Cadbury's, like enormous bars?
Yeah.
There was a friend of my mum's once bought me one of those, and she managed to drop it before giving it to me. So it ended up being like this big bag of broken chocolate. It was just wrong. You would have retreated and not given the present.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of people though would argue with that. Well, a lot of people say, well, just, you know, that's just a bag of chocolate, so yeah, it's kind
you're
of
only going to break it anyway, aren't you?
Yeah, you know, you're not going to lie on it and treat it as a kind of passenger ferry, even though that's the like Kate Winslet in Titanic lay on that door. You're not going to. It's about the same size, isn't it? I think, and you can lie on it and use it. Well, maybe you could use that in your consultancy. I don't know. I'm just speculating now, Gary. For one,
it would be a giveaway.
Yeah.
Giveaway, a freebie.
And speaking of food, what are you having for lunch? That's the other question we need to ask you.
I've actually made an effort today to be seasonal.
Yeah.
And I have been to Asda and got their festive triple pack for lunch. Which is meant to be a complete Christmas dinner in sandwich form.
Oh, I love these. Is it when each sandwich is like a different course? Or
Exactly.
What have Asda gone for?
So they have prawn cocktail.
Yeah.
They have turkey and trimmings.
Of course.
Mm-hmm.
And cheddar and chutney as a cheese board.
That's good. I mean, they've missed out the Christmas pudding in a sandwich, which they could have gone for. But
no.
I could see that.
I've had the man flu and have no sense of taste, so I suspect that the sandwich will taste the same to me as it does to everyone else.
It's good that you've gone to all the effort, though. Gary, look, it's a pleasure to talk to you, Gary. Thank you very much. I hope we've made you feel fewer lonely, which is the point.
You absolutely have.
Oh, you're a good man. Listen, Gary, you have a great Christmas. You and Snowy there, and your family that you're going to stare awkwardly at over the festive period.
And all of you.
Thank you very much indeed.
Thanks,
that's lovely. That's Gary there, listening all the way in Northern Ireland to the show there. One of our nine listeners.
Mm.
That's great, isn't it? Oh, nine listeners listening.
We should quickly say we had quite a few entries for Lonely Lunch this week, so we couldn't fit everyone on.
We did, didn't we?
So the phone lines, as ever with this show, are always open if you just want to join in the chat.
That's true.
Yeah.
I mean, we don't say that often enough.
No, we don't.
But by all means, loads of people got in touch wanting to come on to be in the Lonely Lunch Club. And literally we filled the week up very quickly, of course. It was sort of first come, first serve. But look, if you do want to ring, just call us and come on air. You know, we do put people on air sometimes if we think you're worth it. But give it a go. Come on the radio. 0344 499 1000. Sound like Ian Lee now. 03, but just not as famous. 0344 499 1000 is the number if you want to call us. Chloe will be answering the telephones. Now, headline hijack. Here we go. A made-up news story needs to be in the news, which is on the way next to confuse those not listening properly to this. But that's all it is. Just your words broadcast as truth to the nation. But your words are all lies. Cornelius, who's today's headline hijacker, please?
It's Paul.
Paul is from
Barnstable.
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 Barnstable. Barnstable. All right. Well, hello, Paul. You are today's head on Hijacker. Congratulations. Still to come on the programme, then. We'll be rounding up the showbiz for you with a man from TalkSport who has no interest in or knowledge of showbiz. Reese is back. We've got an end-of-the-year brand loyalty testing quiz. Have you been listening to this show over the past year? It's the quiz for you. End-of-the-year quiz on the way. We've got work experience reviewing films, Christmas films for the weekend. The big debate is at three. We have Howard Hughes from This Talk Radio Parish with a specially written Christmas poem for you to enjoy. And we'll be bringing you live music. We've got a choir in today, rounding up the year for us in song form.
It's more a trio.
It's more a trio. It's a trio of choir. Is what it means. So there we go. Lots to come between now and when we stop at 4 o'clock. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes. The news is on the way next.
Christmas on Talk Radio.
Some Santa chat and quality poultry.
Talk Radio.
Let's talk turkey.
Count down to your most switched on Christmas ever with the Magic Maplin Advent Calendar on Talk Radio. 'Twas not long until Christmas and all good girls and boys are dreaming of gadgets, top tech and toys. From a quadcopter drone to a kid's 4x4, there's a cool Maplin prize behind each Advent door. Head to talkradio.co.uk, open the Advent door and stand by to answer your phone in 5 golden rings to win top tech prizes each day. The Magic Maplin Advent Calendar on Talk Radio with Maplin. Magic ideas everyone will love this Christmas.
At Tesco Mobile, we've got some cracking six-month half-price winter deals to warm you up. Get the Moto G5 for only £6.69 a month, or a Samsung A3 for just £9.37 a month. And because they're on anytime upgrade flex, you can change your tariff down or up at any time. Pop in store or go online. Smile. You're on Tesco Mobile.
Half price on months 2 to 7 of a 30-month airtime contract ends January 28th. Requires 30-month credit agreement. 0% APR representative with Tesco Mobile Limited. Next bill for new tariff. T's and C's at tescomobile.com.
What's changed in the brand new second series of the Grand Tour?
My trousers.
Not really the answer I was looking for.
Not wrong, though, is it?
Did you wear those trousers in the last series?
Actually, I did.
There we are, then. The second series of the Grand Tour featuring Richard Hammond in some repetitive trousers.
Let's do this properly.
Oh, my God!
That's nice.
I might buy a new pair.
I think you should.
The Grand Tour Season 2. Stream now on Amazon Prime Video. New episode every Friday.
'Twas the night before Christmas and all through the house, a party was stirring, good times paramount. I made my way to the fridge with some care, in hope that some Strongbow dark fruit would be there. Then I exclaimed with a shout and a hoot, dark fruit to all, and to all a dark fruit.
Strongbow dark fruit, the original dark fruit cider with crisp apple taste and juicy blackcurrants. Drink aware for the facts. Please drink responsibly.
Figgy pudding.
Do you want stuffing?
Yes, please.
Free speech.
You don't look the type.
And phone calls.
Answer that, it could be the phone.
Christmas on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
At 2 o'clock, good afternoon, I'm John Holmes. Claire's got the latest news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Boris clashes with Russian minister, blue passports to make a comeback, and outrage after the removal of fudge bars.
Talk Radio.
Boris Johnson has clashed with his Russian counterpart on a trip to Moscow, admitting it's a difficult time for relations. Sergei Lavrov told reporters Russia hadn't interfered with the EU referendum, for the foreign secretary to reply not successfully. Well, Mr. Johnson said the UK is prepared and able to respond to cyber attacks and that there needs to be more dialogue between the two countries.
As two P5 countries should be able, where possible, to coordinate and to work together on the issues that matter to our voters, that matter to the people of the world.
The Scottish First Minister has criticised the colour of our passports changing from burgundy back to blue. Well, the new documents will be phased in a few months after the UK leaves the EU. Well, Nicola Sturgeon says the move is inward-looking, but the Immigration Minister, Brandon Lewis, says it's an opportunity to restore our national identity. Businesswoman and prominent Remainer Gina Miller is sceptical.
It would have had to change anyway because our present passport says European Union at the top. So it is sensible. It's common sense to go back to what we had before. Whether or not it boosts national identity, I think our national identity is so much more than just a passport.
A toddler has died after being hit by a car outside a fish and chip shop in a village in Shropshire. People tried to save the 19-month-old boy after the collision near Shrewsbury yesterday morning, but he was confirmed dead at the scene. Some flights to Bristol Airport have been diverted and there are delays and cancellations after a plane left the runway while taxiing. None of the 25 people on board the flight from Frankfurt were injured, but the runway is currently shut as a result. And John, I found out the reason why Cadbury has sparked outrage among the chocolate-loving world, OK? Removing fudge bars from its main festive selection.
Yes, so, because this has caused outrage.
Sorry, are you eating?
Yeah, I just had a Dorito.
Right, great.
It's Christmas, of course we're eating.
Thanks for bringing something in for me.
No.
Newsreader not allowed to have any. OK, so they've removed their fudge bars, right? OK, the reason they've said why is to improve the mix and offer more variety, right? Because they've added dairy milk Oreo.
Yes, but by taking another chocolate away, that's not more variety, it's the same amount of variety,
but there is a difference between Oreo and fudge.
Yeah, but if you let the fudge in and then put the Oreo in as well, more variety.
Why don't they just add another one?
You've reduced the variety. You've kept the variety the same. It's just that you swap one thing for another, but the variety overall is a similar amount of variety.
You don't have to hold me to account. I didn't choose to do
this.
I'm
aware of that. Get them on the phone.
You've been saying that so much recently. Just get everyone on the phone.
Well, one fan on social media who is probably listening said, "Christmas is ruined." If you feel the same,
yeah,
don't get in touch.
If you honestly think Christmas is ruined, then you shouldn't be having like turkey or anything.
I don't really like chocolate that much, so.
I hate people who say that.
No, I just don't like it that much. Did you just call me an idiot?
No. I meant the guy who said it's Christmas is ruined. No, it's not. Christmas is normal. Idiot. It's Christmas.
Let's hope they're not listening then.
Yeah, that won't be any more. That's down to 8 listeners we are now. That's what's happening. Have you got some weather?
Nah.
Okay.
Shall we?
Yeah.
Go on then.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Cloudy and mild for most. Rain in northwest Scotland later. Today's high, 12 degrees.
Marvellous. Thank you very much. Now, you are with bonus news today.
What time is it?
That's 3:30.
With bonus news suggests sort of that Claire is pregnant with bonus.
Well, that's how. That's how
you
much.
You calling me fat at Christmas?
No, I'm saying. Wow. It's the way.
That was bold.
Wow.
That was bold of you.
Not all pregnant people are fat. You're calling all pregnant people fat.
I mean, there is a baby in your belly. You're not fat. No, that's true. You are pregnant.
You're fat, Connie. That's.
Are you calling me pregnant?
Yeah.
Are you calling me pregnant?
Now I'm confused. Anyway,
I am with food.
Anyway, you are heavy with entertainment news. Is what I'm saying.
Not calling me.
We're doing that next. No, bonus news. That's it.
Yeah.
What are we doing?
I'm carrying some extra baggage.
Of news.
Yeah.
It's going to be mineral news. But it's Christmas mineral news.
Yeah.
Just to give you, that's what it's going to be.
Good. Okay.
I see that mainly being gold related, clearly.
Yes.
But there might be others, so I'll leave that to you.
Oh, good. I look forward to that.
So bonus news is going to be on the way, of course. And now here's Alex Dibble with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update with Selco Builders Warehouse. Tons of stock on the shelf, all at trade prices. Selco's got it. Selco, it's where the trade go.
Good afternoon. If Liverpool were thinking Salah, Coutinho and co will spend 90 minutes terrorising Arsenal tonight, Gunners midfielder Jack Wilshere has this warning for them.
We've got players as well that can hurt their defence.
Well, if the Premier League were looking for a goal fest to start the Christmas season, they could hardly have picked a better fixture. There have been 21 in the last 4 matches between the sides. Wilshere's told our sister station Talk Sport Arsenal have a game plan for what should be a very interesting game.
We need to be ready for it and win the ball back together, keep a good shape, disciplined. We need to be ready to defend as a team and then look to hurt him.
Graham Murty's been appointed as Rangers manager until the end of the season. He's been interim boss since Pedro Caixinha was sacked in October. And bowler Mason Crane says he's excited and ready to make his debut if Joe Root needs him for the final 2 Ashes tests. If he plays in Melbourne on Boxing Day, the 20-year-old will become the youngest specialist spinner in 90 years to make his England debut. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
And in other news, a town crier has apologised after the end of his bell broke and hit an innocent bystander in the face. Well, the crier was spreading Christmas goodwill when his implement fell out of his hand, flew across the street and hit a man in the face. Well, the man did not suffer any significant injuries, but is said to be wary about going near any town criers in the near future.
Thank you very much indeed, Claire, with the news there, and Alex Bauble with the pre-recorded sports. We're going to look at some showbiz next on Talk Radio. How exciting.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Oh, indeed we shall. So then, regular listeners will be aware that we round up stuff. No, on a Friday. Oh, we bring you a round up of the week showbiz. But we do it. Courtesy of a man from TalkSport who has no interest in or knowledge of showbiz. Welcome back, Rhys. Good to see you.
Thank you. Thank you for having me back.
Always a treat. And it's a special treat today because A, it's Friday.
Yeah.
B, you know, we like your showbiz roundup. See, it's the last Friday before
it certainly is.
We can all go away for a bit.
We can indeed.
Are you off over Christmas?
No.
Oh.
I've sold my soul to the work devil and I am in all bar Christmas Day.
Oh, sorry about that.
That's cool, man.
Okay.
It's fine.
As long as you're happy with it. All right, so in the world of showbiz, because that never stops.
It doesn't.
Regrettably. What's rattling down the showbiz line at us today?
Many things. I'm going to start off with a story that I've entitled Headline Written by a Pervert in a Bush, Number One.
Yeah.
Rihanna shows off her very ample assets in skin-tight leather mini dress and matching coat for Jay-Z gig, but hides her ring finger.
Does she?
She does indeed. I've seen the picture. It's she doesn't leave a lot to the imagination.
Right.
She's got her chest very much on show.
Yes.
But has a kind of mink coat thingy over her shoulders, and he's like, oh, don't look at my ring finger. Don't look at my ring finger.
Right. Is she trying to draw attention away from the ring finger with the
That's what I'm thinking.
So a distraction technique.
In a way, she's actually just drawing more attention to it.
Yeah.
If you think about it, if she's like in the nod bar. Just a single glove, then people are going to be like, well, what's the glove about?
Yeah, that's
true. Basically what she's done here.
But here's the thing. If she just stepped out, as I believe the tabloids like to say.
Oh, yeah.
Just without anything on designed to draw any attention to it, like just an old tracksuit or something, she just, you know, put a hat on and a scarf and and just wandered down the shops.
Absolutely.
And no one would have even noticed it was her. And
no,
therefore, no one would be even asking the question about her ring finger.
Exactly.
So it makes no sense, Rhys, that she'd want to court the publicity, yet at the same time have an air of mystery about the finger.
I kind of feel like this is, you know, this is a little bit engineered.
Yeah, do you think
maybe.
So?
Maybe.
I didn't know they do that. Who would stoop so low as that?
I know.
Who would stoop so low? Do you, I don't even know the significance of the ring finger. So this is a...
In the past couple of weeks, she has been seen with what is being described as an eye-catching diamond, which to me sounds a little bit dangerous.
It does, yeah.
If I'm fair. She's going to blind someone eventually.
Yeah, that's terrible.
So
big that if you walk past it, you can just scrape your eye out.
Take your eye out,
Wow.
Yeah, she's been spotted with a ring on her finger, so people are thinking that there might be an engagement. I think, you know, big diamond ring usually, you know. Usually
but not,
is a
signifier. I mean, it would to you or I, perhaps, but in the world of bling, in the world of the showbiz bling,
very true.
It doesn't mean anything, does it? It's just it's just another bit of accoutrement.
Yeah.
So I also I'm surprised we can still use the phrase, as indeed that tabloid does, ample assets.
Yeah, it does seem a little bit on the nose, doesn't it?
It's also a bit, you know, in this day and age, it's a bit dated. In the day and age when we can all see a picture of an elf teabagging a Barbie. I just think it's a little bit old-fashioned. You know, time's moved on from that.
So. It's like something from a Carry-On film or something,
yeah.
Really.
Ample assets.
Which is very Christmassy, right. Carry-On films. That might just be me. That might just be my weird family.
No, I think you're right. I think that's... Things that say Christmas. I think you're right. Repeats of Carry-On films.
Repeats of Carry-On films.
The World's Strongest Man. He's always on at Christmas.
Yeah.
Channel 5, maybe, something like that, in the afternoons.
So.
But the World's Strongest Man always says, oh, it's that time of year.
Yeah.
When
yeah.
great big Norwegians heft rocks at each other. It's great.
Pick up big tyres.
Yeah. And pull trucks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Happy Christmas, everyone. I'm pulling a truck. It's great. Anyway, I digressed there. What else is in the world of showbiz, Rhys?
Louise Redknapp has done nothing to avert the whole Strictly curse thing. She was with dancer Kevin Clifton, and it's apparently put her marriage to the former Liverpool and Spurs midfielder Jamie on the rocks.
Okay.
So she's come out of the end of Strictly. It's all finished now, so hopefully they can all settle down and get their lives back to normal. Oh, no, she's hired him as a choreographer for her gigs.
Right, okay.
That's not going to do anything to dissuade Jamie's paranoia, is it?
Not really, no. And this is the curse of Strictly. Remind me, that was it. That's people who went on Strictly.
People who go on married come off not.
Oh, right. I thought they perhaps met terrible grisly ends. Like a sort of Tutankhamun.
Just the marriages. It just ends the marriages by all accounts.
And this is where they just end up
getting off with their dance partner, yeah.
I understand. Right. Yeah. Okay, fine. And who has anyone done that? This is the first one of this from this series, is it? Has anyone else done it, do we know?
I think the girl from the Saturdays was supposedly seeing Molly King.
Yeah, but she wasn't in a relationship, I don't think.
Right.
Was he, though, I think? I'm not sure.
Oh, I don't know.
I think the dancer fella might have had a girlfriend, right. And then...
Now he's got a Saturday.
Mm. They should just they should just call it the home wrecker trophy.
Yeah.
When they win it at the end.
Yeah.
The papers try to report that Eamon Holmes and Ruth Langsford, but I don't believe it for a second.
No, not at all.
Right. Okay, well, this is why showbiz is so fascinating.
Absolutely.
You know, because I wouldn't have wanted to go into the Christmas week not knowing this stuff.
That's the service I provide.
I know, and it's a very good service. Please, update me more.
Heidi Montag, Heidi Montag.
What is that?
The Hills. I'm looking at Cornelius for The Hills.
I wouldn't know. Heidi Montag.
It was The Hills, I believe.
What's okay. The Hills?
I don't know.
It's a really, really boring
story. They're alive.
She had a baby on October the 1st.
Yeah.
Which, to be fair, is quite some time ago.
Yeah.
She's lost 25 pounds since, and we're all supposed to be sort of, as we're tucking into our loads of chocolate and mince pies, a woman who was pregnant is no longer...
As big as she was when she was pregnant.
As big as she was when she was pregnant, yeah.
Big news, that, as well, though, isn't it? I mean, the news...
She was famous 15 years ago, so we've got to know about this.
Yeah. Was she... I don't know.
Is that when The Hills was on?
I believe so.
What's The Hills?
I don't know.
It was a reality TV series in America. It's kind of like... It's a very early precursor to Made in Chelsea, I think.
Okay.
Is the vibe that I got from it. They're all posh, upper-class kids having really forced dialogue... pretending to throw champagne on each other when they get annoyed.
I understand. And so she's one of them.
She's one of them.
And she had a baby.
She did.
And so she was pregnant with a baby.
She certainly was.
And now she's not pregnant with a baby anymore because the baby came out of her.
Uh-huh.
And so the news is that she's not as big as she was when
she
had a baby.
She's not as big as she was when she had a human growing inside of her.
Yeah, that again is fascinating. And I don't know how I'd have got through Christmas without it. Especially at a time of year which is all about a little baby Jesus.
No,
it?
Definitely.
You know, and I suppose, you know, in other showbiz news, I think Mary isn't as big as she was either.
Nope.
When she chucked Jesus out.
No, absolutely.
Because, you know, she was pregnant, although it wasn't Joseph's. Which was Mary... Famously, it wasn't Joseph.
She was a virgin.
Yeah, and was Mary on Strictly? Because because she got pregnant with a baby that wasn't Joseph.
No,
didn't she?
Was
the whole story.
She
was a virgin.
She?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's an ex. Sorry. Are you pregnant? Yes.
Yeah.
What? So you have you been with? Who have you been with? I'm a virgin. It's a miracle. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a really dodgy story that we've fell for, isn't it? That?
It certainly is. Yeah.
Leave that. One of the carpenter next door. Anyway, what else is in the showbiz?
Britney Spears is in the showbiz. She has been seen... This is another really pervy headline. Skin-tight mini dress comes in. Yeah, she did a residency in Las Vegas recently.
Right.
She was seen in the gym a lot. And this story leads us to believe that may have something to do with her shrinking figure.
Another one?
Yeah, another
one. Are you sure
one?
She hasn't had a baby?
It might be something to do with it. But yeah, I just think they wanted another skin-tight story.
Of course they did.
If I'm perfectly honest.
Yeah.
They can't just compliment someone by saying, yeah, she looks nice. She's wearing a nice dress.
Yeah, well,
it's
skin-tight and it's ample and it's... Yeah, it's all seedy and horrible.
Really horrible stuff.
Yeah. And Britney, presumably, just looks, as you said, just like a person.
Yeah, just a slightly smaller person than the last time that we reported on her.
Yeah. Great. And again, once again, I love showbiz so much.
Yep.
Anything finally to bring us, you know, neatly?
It's a final fitness story. I don't know why this is, because I've got, like, M&Ms to eat and stuff. And this is, like, the third story on the trot of someone losing weight. And we're supposed to be happy for them because they're famous and they've got loads of money. So it would, you know... Take That Gary Barlow is launching a fitness boot camp after overcoming battle with weight. Apparently he's bringing in loads of his expert mates. Because he was
a bit old fatty at one point.
He was, I remember, was it the Bo Selector skit where Gary Barlow would go around eating stuff out of bins and would have fights with Robbie Williams?
Yeah.
Am I remembering that right? Or was
that
a fever dream?
It might have been that. I can't remember whether that was one of your dreams or not. All I remember about Gary Barlow is when he was in Take That, he was always the slightly podgy one.
Yes.
And then when Take That disbanded, he got really fat.
Massive,
and then he looks brilliant now.
He does, yeah.
He just went, yep, I'm doing it. And he just threw that weight off, didn't he?
He did indeed, yes.
So he did. The boy done good there. Fair enough to him.
The headline of it, which was actually probably the only decent pun that's used in the whole of this stuff, is cutbacks for good.
Not take fat.
Not take fat, no,
Which would have been better.
I think was originally the when Gary was really
when
fat.
When he lost the fat.
When he
it would be better now, because the fat has been taken away.
It certainly has.
Take fat.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Fat for good, if he'd not lost the weight.
Exactly. Cut back for good, yeah.
Cut back for good, fat for good. I don't really know any other Take That songs. What's another Take That song?
Shine.
I was about to say that as well.
Really Patience.
A million love songs. A million pies. I don't know why I don't work in the newspaper industry.
No, it's fine. Yeah.
Reese, thank you so much for coming in.
No worries.
It's been a pleasure.
Yes, indeed.
Merry
Christmas
to
you both.
A year of showbiz that you kept us up to date with there. Look at that. Merry Christmas to you as well, and yours, even though you've got to work for most of it.
I certainly do.
But anyway, there's Reese, a man from TalkSport. He knows nothing of showbiz. He's got no interest in it, but there he is, rounding it up for us anyway. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons, and we will test your brand loyalty to this show this year with our end-of-the-year quiz coming next.
Christmas on Talk Radio.
I bid ye good tidings.
Talk Radio.
Ho, ho, ho!
We'll get you talking.
My name's Frank. When I was on the streets, I was cold, lonely and scared. Christmas was the hardest time. I was absolutely by myself. I had nowhere to go. But then I came to Crisis at Christmas. It was awesome. They had proper food, showers, doctors, advisors. It was a real ray of hope and it changed my life. So please reserve a place for someone at Crisis at Christmas for just £26.08. Go to crisis.org.uk and help someone else like me out of homelessness this Christmas. Thanks for listening.
Highways England is here to improve your journey. Have you noticed the variable speed limits on the motorway? They're there to manage congestion so you can have a smoother journey. They're also the law. So if you ignore them and get caught, you can expect a speeding ticket and penalty points. So if you see a speed limit next time you're on the motorway, it matters that you drive within it. For more information on variable speed limits, search online for smart motorways.
What? We're losing 3-0?
And if they score another, I'll win £1 million.
£1 million?
Yeah. On the Sun's new Sun6 game, get 6 scores right this game week and you'll win more cash than Neymar gets in a week.
Oh no, there they go.
Yes! Sausage rolls on me!
Think you know the score? Prove it and you could win £1 million with Sun6. Play for free now at thesun.co.uk/sun6.
Sun6 powered by SunBets. One free play token per customer per game week. T's and C's apply. 18+. BeGambleAware.org.
Today at Tesco, get crates of Budweiser, Corona and Coors for just £9. Everyone's welcome at Tesco. Selected stores excluding Express while stocks last. 18+. Ends 24th of December.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In December, we've got the brand new smart 300 watt multi-tool with new quick release blade for only £69 ex-VAT. Now that's a real deal. We've got even more real deals and thousands of products in stock at Selco Builders Warehouse. For more information, see selcobw.com.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
A lot of ear delays on the M40 and Oxfordshire southbound. It's queuing from junction 11 at Banbury down towards 9 at Bicester. Two of the three lanes are closed after a lorry fire from much earlier. In Northamptonshire, the M1 slow moving northbound between junction 16 for Daventry and 17 at Dunchurch because of emergency repair works. In Cheshire, the M6 is heavy southbound towards junction 18 for Middlewich because a car's broken down in the roadworks. And on the Eurotunnel, there's a waiting time of up to an hour for passenger services at Folkestone after some cancellations earlier caused by a technical problem. I'm Alan Joy.
Save £120 on the Samsung Galaxy Tab A and enjoy a huge 15 gig of data for only £16 a month. Just one of the amazing offers in the Vodafone Big Winter Sale, in store and online. The future is exciting. Ready? Vodafone.
24-month agreement. Credit check and RPI increase apply. See vodafone.co.uk/terms. Ends 31st of Jan.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
And welcome if you're just joining us. Well, it's our final show of 2017, of course, and we're going to look back now. Ordinarily on a Friday, what we do is we look back over the shoulder of the week. Today, we look back over the shoulder of the year.
Looking back over my shoulder.
Clips of things that have happened on this programme over the past 12 actual months. But can you tell us what happened next? I appreciate that this is a little more difficult than the weekly quiz, because you've got to sort of cast your mind back a bit. But that's all right, because it's basically guesswork from a series of A, B and C-based answers, so it's fine. Guessing today on the telephone is it Eben? Eben? Eben?
It's Eben.
Eben. Hello, Eben. How are you?
Hello. Good, thank you.
Very good. Eben is an unusual name, isn't it? That's a nice name, Eben, yeah. Yeah, it's very good. All right. Well, where does Eben come from?
I'm not sure. I think my dad, they were struggling to think of a name for me, and they were running out of time in the time frame.
So what did they do? Just sort of put their hand into a bag of Scrabble and just throw it on the floor and see what landed?
Yeah, they just thought of it because, let's say, my mum wasn't that involved in the birth.
Well, I like it. Eben. I don't know any other Ebens. Yeah. That's very nice. All right. Anyway, Eben, where are you? I'm detecting a Welsh lilt.
I'm in Swansea.
Aha! And what do you do in Swansea, Eben?
I'm a college student and I'm a part-time delivery rider.
Ah, like all college students basically are these days. It's the gig economy, Eben. That's how it works. And how is Deliveroo riding? Because it sort of didn't exist when I was a student, and I had to go and do other things. But I know a lot of students do it now. How busy does it keep you? And what's the sort of talk? Just in a few words, talk us through what it's like Deliverooing.
Probably one of the best part-time student jobs I've only and ever had.
Really?
Because if it isn't, you get an hourly rate.
Yeah.
And if you don't get any deliveries, you still get paid. And yesterday, I was just in a coffee shop for 4 hours.
Right.
Wow.
And because there just weren't anybody having any, but you're sitting there because you're on duty, so you're kind of getting paid for it.
Yeah.
That's pretty good,
isn't it?
And
you get to ride a bike, which I used to do a paper round. It's just the funnest thing.
Riding a bike is fun, you're absolutely right. Good exercise.
Yeah, it's really good time.
All right. All right, Eben. Well, here's what's going to happen, okay? So we're going to, as I say, run you through the past year of listening. All you got to do from the answers is tell us what happened next, okay? What you'll hear is three clips of things that have happened on the show in the past 12 months, and then I'll give you a selection to choose from, because I realise you've got to cast your mind back. It's a little bit difficult. If you're ready to play, Eben, we will kick off. Are you ready to play?
Yes,
let's do this thing, then. Let us look back over the shoulder of the year. Now, earlier this year, Eben, we launched an appeal for somebody, a guy, who'd been in some films, but he appeared to be getting himself into some financial trouble.
One of the world's most overrated actors is in deep trouble. Depp trouble. Johnny Depp needs your help. He's just a man, a 53-year-old man who doesn't know any better.
Ah, now, that was our appeal, of course, for Johnny Depp. If you remember, Johnny Depp was losing a hell of a lot of money. That was all reported in the news. He was losing, get this, Eben, he was spending £23,800 a month on one particular thing. That was widely reported at the time. What was the one particular thing he was spending that amount of money on, Eben? Was it A, fags, B, fine wines, or C, his divorce from Amber Heard?
See, divorce.
Let's find out.
What's more, Johnny Depp has to get by on just £23,800 worth of wine a month.
Wow.
He desperately needs your help.
And a resolve. It was wine. He was Johnny Depp, because he was suffering, wasn't he? Poor Johnny. He was running out of money. £23,800 on wine. And that's like two bottles from Waitrose. Okay, here's question number two. One of the many call-outs this year for the PC Brigade.
Tonight on Gone Mad PC Brigade. Cops shut down a camping shop going by the name of Blacks. Bruce Forsyth puts a stop to this sickening behaviour.
Ladies, gentlemen and children... Well,
and a half and half loaf of bread is thrown at a hermaphrodite.
I'd forgotten that. That was great.
That's a funny one.
That was good. The PC Brigade, you have to call them out if they... Snowflakes. Who, though, was leading the charge, valiantly mind, Eben, to put the world back in line here on the programme? Was it A, the monotoned British/Scottish, depending, tennis champion Andy Murray? Was it B, the mad cleaning celebrity Kim Woodburn? Or was it C, Louis Spence, as pictured the other day with Talk Radio showbiz reporter Johnny Seaford? And it's largely impossible to tell them apart. Which of those, A, B or C?
Would it be B?
Kim Woodburn, let's find out.
Hello, Andy Murray, PC Brigade. Can you point out that parent?
It's that non-gender-specific person over there!
Excuse me. Next time you should say green person and not green man.
There we go. Well, it was Andy Murray, because Andy Murray... What was the story? Andy Murray got involved,
it was,
didn't he?
It was just after Andy Murray had been kicked out of Wimbledon. Someone said, oh... a journalist asked him a question. Isn't it great that Johanna Konta is like best person in tennis since the last person? And he just went, male player. Then the internet went, what a hero!
Yeah, a hero. Yeah, I remember that now, yeah. That's right, yeah. So Andy Murray was in charge of the PC Brigade. That's right, that's what it was going. How easy it is to forget. Even I mean, I was here and I couldn't remember that. Anyway, finally, alongside the release of Paddington 2 in cinemas, we, here on Talk Radio in the Afternoons, got a nice little diary excerpt from everyone's favourite Peruvian bear.
Dear Aunt Lucy, I hope all is treating you well at the Home for Retired Bears. I have finally arrived here in London, but I must say, times have been tough.
Ah, that was our own audiobook of Paddington, a very special story. But who was suggested to Paddington as someone who could help him out, given, you know, his immigrant status? Was it A, ex-footballer and now crisp ambassador, Gary Lineker? Was it B, TV's ultimate nice guy and chesty laugher, Philip Schofield? Or C, was it the pervy teabagging elf from the Poundland advert?
I'll have to go for A.
Let's find out.
Apparently, they don't like my type here. One angry man suggested I try and find Gary Lineker, but I don't know who that is.
Is the right answer. Cornelius has been trying to keep score, I think, Cornelius.
Yes.
This is Eben. He's in Swansea. He's a Deliveroo rider and student. Let's make his Christmas. What did he score on the end of the year quiz as we look back over the shoulder of it?
Eben, congratulations. Yep. You scored.
Yep.
One partridge in a pear tree point.
Well done. Well done, Eben. I mean, not that well done, but well done. Congratulations.
No, not that.
No, it's fine. Don't worry about it.
No.
Merry Christmas, Eben, though. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas there. Keep those Welsh passports blue, eh, Eben? Yeah. Yeah. The blue, blue grass of home. Yeah. So there we go. There's your end of the year quiz for you. What else have we got coming up on the programme, I hear you ask?
So, we should just say all of those.
What else have we got coming on the programme, I hear you ask?
Got to plug the show, man.
Oh, go on then.
All of those clips, plus a load more, feature on Christmas Day are the funniest bits from Talk Radio for this year.
Is that what the show's called on Christmas Day?
I can't remember what it's called.
All right, fine. Anyway, what time is it? 5 o'clock, isn't it?
5 till 7.
There were 2 hours worth of that.
Yeah.
Oh, I find that hard to
believe. The ideal soundtrack to eat your Christmas dinner to.
There you go. Just the best, funniest talk radio
from across the station.
I mean, we're on it most. But that's the funniest bits of talk radio between 5 and 7 on Christmas Day. And, of course, don't forget our podcast as well. Our latest, our Christmas special podcast will be up later today.
Yes.
With the least worst bits of this week's show on it for you. Plus extra Christmas bonus material, of course. Find it at talkradio.co.uk, iTunes, Acast, or your usual podcast supplier. So work experience punditry on the way. Alex will be here. He's going to be going through Christmas films for your weekend. We've got a big debate at 3. Howard Hughes of this parish will be here with a specially commissioned Christmas poem for you, The Night Before Christmas. He's going to be doing that. And we've got live music. A festive trio will be in our session studio, rounding up the year in song form. All to come on Talk Radio in the afternoon. I'm John Holmes. I never wanted
Talk Radio.
Smooth. Now it is Claire with the... Well, it's the news, isn't it?
Might as well, yes. Boris Johnson and his Russian counterpart Sergei Lavrov have admitted relations between their two countries are at a low. Well, the foreign secretary is in Moscow, where he's warned Russia to stop trying to destabilise the UK through cyber attacks. Tributes are being paid to a woman who was stabbed to death in the supermarket where she worked. Well, the mayor of Skipton says everyone's in shock following Jodie Wilshire's death. A man is being questioned on suspicion of her murder. The Scottish First Ministers criticised the colour of our passports changing from burgundy back to blue. Well, the new documents will be phased in a few months after the UK leaves the EU. Well, Nicola Sturgeon says the move is inward-looking. The Home Office Minister, Brandon Lewis, told Talk Radio it'll be the most high-tech document we've ever seen.
The changes in it that are really key to this is things like the polycarbonate inserts will mean it is going to be more secure and more technologically advanced than anything we've seen before, which fits with the changes we're making at the border to continue to work to make it a quicker, easier process at the airports with e-gates and more technology coming through. So some exciting opportunities ahead.
A toddler has died after being hit by a car outside a fish and chip shop in a village in Shropshire. People have tried to save the 19-month-old baby after the collision near Shrewsbury yesterday morning. Well, paramedics took over when they arrived, but there was nothing they could do and he was confirmed dead at the scene. And roads and rails are expected to be exceptionally busy on the last working day before the Christmas holidays. There are delays at Bristol Airport after a plane left the runway earlier this morning. No one was hurt. Peak delays, though, are expected between 4 and 8pm tonight on what people are calling Frantic Friday.
Who's calling it that?
Me.
OK. When you say a plane left the runway, that's what they're supposed to do.
Well, no, I think it was taxiing.
Oh.
I don't think you meant to do
it didn't leave the runway in the orthodox manner.
No, I don't think it did. Yeah, I think it was... not quite. Anyway, it's shut, so it's fine.
Fine, all right, but everyone's all right. So
everyone was fine, right, everyone fine, was fine. The weather going to be mainly dry across the UK. Yep. Bright spells for northern areas, yep. Highs of 11 degrees. There is more in half an hour.
Thank you very much, Claire. Claire will be back with us in an hour as well with today's edition of Bonus News. Christmas mineral news today.
Mineral.
Yes, not animal, not vegetable, but mineral.
I found you some rubbish ones.
Good
I mean, great
work.
Ones.
Good
great
work.
Ones.
Well, we look forward to it. And I say that untruthfully. So that's on the way, as are films for your Christmas week. That's right. It's the Work Experience Punditry, and it's on the way next.
Start your engines, petrol heads, and don't miss the Motor Show. It's automotive for the people on your radio. Sportscast pickups, 4x4s, GTI or coupe. What convertible is best to buy for a bloke who wears a toupee? He's the motor mouth with the V8 brain. His car know-how is stunning. Listen to Revved Up Andy J and get your motor running.
The Motor Show with Andy J.
Expert car talk that doesn't use a sneaky gadget to improve emissions.
Tomorrow afternoon from 3 on Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, welcome along. You're listening to Talk Radio. And it is indeed, let's call it Christmas Friday. Now, what we like to do on this programme is drag the work experience in from the office. Oh, it just inherited Claire's cough there for some reason, didn't it? The work experience, no longer in the office, but instead in the studio, in front of the microphone, getting real-world work experience. Alex is back. Hello, Alex.
Hello.
Hello there. Now, for the listeners going, now, which one of them's Alex? Alex is the one that looks like Gimli the Dwarf from the Lord of the Rings films. That's correct, isn't it?
It is.
Always wearing a heavy metal T-shirt.
I am indeed.
What is today's band of choice?
Today's band of choice is the groove metal band Stone Ghost.
Stone Ghost.
Yes.
I'm unaware of them.
They're quite small. They've been a bit quiet this year, but they're... if you like Pantera, then you'll like these.
Oh, things. Okay, a little bit Pantera-like. All right, fine, okay. Well, we're not here to talk about music.
Unfortunately.
Gimli, not. We are here, however, to talk film. So what are we going to start with?
So the first film to start off with is, it's not quite as Christmassy as you imagined, it's The In-Betweeners 2.
Okay.
That summer film, that film based in the middle of summer.
Yeah, but but isn't it set in Australia?
Yes. Yeah,
so and now it's the Australian summer.
Ooh.
So actually, yeah, that's not bad. Pulled it back round. All right, so tell us a little bit about In-Betweeners 2.
So essentially, Neil, which is one of the guys in In-Betweeners, he's now living down in Australia, and the guys, he's invited them all down to Australia, which he promises them is the Sex Capital of the World. And then obviously in between is style hilarity ensues for the rest of the film.
Yes. This is the sex capital of the world outside Damien Green's office.
I assume so, yes.
Which is the, obviously... although he denies that. Yes. Just to be very clear. So the In-Betweeners weird, right? Now, I didn't watch The In-Betweeners when it was on television.
No.
And I've interviewed the boys a couple of times, and I had to be very honest with them, so I've never watched your programme. They didn't seem to care. I didn't go and see the film. Which is one of those things I never got around to watching. Plus, someone I used to work with years and years and years and years ago invented The In-Betweeners.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and it became a huge success, of course. And I was quite jealous of that success. Because when I remember him, he was a runner for Harry Hill. So I out of spite for myself, I just didn't watch it because I was angry. I got good Ian Morris, who's lovely, but there we are. But I've watched it, but then I had to go and see In-Betweeners 2 because I was going to interview the In-Betweeners. So yeah. I went to watch In-Betweeners 2, having no knowledge of previous In-Betweeners. And I'll be honest with you, I thought it was brilliant.
Yeah,
I thought
great.
It was very funny indeed. So I've obviously since gone back and watched the first one, although I still haven't done the TV series. But I thought it was a very good film, In-Betweeners 2. Better, perhaps, than the first In-Betweeners. Is that fair to say? I don't know.
I'd say that's fair to say, yeah.
Yeah.
I remember hearing about it because a friend of mine was like... Because it was actually filmed not far from where I live. So all the areas are kind of like areas that I knew, like, in West London. And one of my mates goes, you should watch this programme. It's called The In-Betweeners. There's a character who's just like you. And I'm like, okay, this is a bit weird. And he kept talking about
it. What, Gimli the Dwarf is in The In-Betweeners?
No, Gimli's not in The In-Betweeners. But at that point in my life, he kind of referred me as to being like Jay.
Right.
Oh, dear. That's not a good thing.
That's not. And I'm just like watching going, he's nothing like me.
Well, how we're perceived, isn't it, Alex?
Yes,
that's the main
of course.
Thing.
But all right, I've grown up since then.
Well, let's have, we've got a clip, I think, of In-Betweeners 2. So, here it is.
Grow up, Simon. You grow up. I am grown up. You should grow up. Really? Grow up? I am. You're not. So grow up. Oh, that's grown up. Grow up. Yeah, you should. We'll see who's grown up, won't we? Grow up. Grow up. Oh, grow up. Grow up. Grow up.
I mean, I don't know where she got that clip from, but that sounded like, I mean... God knows, that didn't sound like an official clip. She's just ripped that from YouTube or something. Anyway, that was terrible quality, and I wish we hadn't played it. But it doesn't matter, because the film overall, you know, is a funny film.
Yeah, it's a great film.
And it did very well. One of the most successful British comedies as well, I think.
I'm surprised,
I didn't even ask you when this is on.
Oh, it's on tonight from 10 p.m. on Channel 4.
I might go in for that. Anyway, it's a Christmas film, as you rightly say.
Yeah.
This is Australia, isn't it? See? All right, well, look, The In-Between is too good. Now we are going to take traffic and travel, because we have to.
Yes.
Then we're going to be back to talk about what films?
So I'm going to talk about Anchorman and Night and Day.
All right, there we go. So all on the way. And I think we should have a quick look at what films are on over Christmas as well, I think, in this next bit. Generally speaking, there's a Christmas film. Because a lot of people talk about Christmas films, and people have a particular favourite to watch on Christmas Eve. We've been discovering this. A couple of people have been talking about it this week to us on the show. So I'm gonna round that up. I'm gonna be finding out what people do. What is your Christmassiest go-to film? We'll see what's on over the... means we need to go out and buy the Christmas Radio Times or something. Or just look online. I don't know.
I was going to say they have an article.
So let's just do that. Right, all of that on the way, plus many other things besides on Christmas Friday. You're listening to Talk Radio. I'm John. Ho, 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 Holmes.
We've got Christmas all wrapped up.
You will not be getting a tattoo for Christmas.
Yeah.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. This Christmas, the classic bear from Darkest Peru is back. Paddington's Story Hour on Talk Radio in association with HarperCollins Children's Books. Every Sunday afternoon from 3, get ready for marmalade, mishaps and mayhem as Hugh Bonneville reads Paddington Takes the Test by Michael Bond. Paddington's Story Hour on Talk Radio in association with HarperCollins Children's Books. As Paddington returns to the big screen, you can read all about his new adventures in Paddington 2, The Story of the Movie. Available now in all good bookshops and online.
Hiring for your business is important, and with today's technology, it shouldn't be so hard to hire great candidates. Indeed.com makes it easy. Easy to post a job, easy to manage candidates, easy to get help. How easy is that? Post your next job on Indeed, the UK's number one job site. For a limited time, we're giving new users a £50 credit to post a sponsored job. Claim your £50 credit at Indeed.com/redeem. That's Indeed.com/redeem. Terms, conditions and quality standards apply. The UK's number one job site, according to Comscore.
Ready? After three. One, two, three. Pull! Yeah!
This Saturday, there'll be 200 extra Lotto winners of £20,000 in the Lotto Christmas raffle. Make sure you've all got your tickets for this Saturday. Lotto, who wins if you win? Rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
Could your business benefit from cloud accounting? Sage Business Cloud. Get paid faster by issuing invoices on the move. Complete your VAT return in seconds and link your bank account for a real-time picture of your business finances. See how Sage Business Cloud can benefit your business with a free 30-day trial of Sage Accounting. Visit sage.co.uk/free trial. Sage Business Cloud, helping you manage everything from money to people. Be Sage. Build on.
Today at Tesco, get crates of Carling, Bex and Stella for just £9. Everyone's welcome at Tesco. Selected stores excluding Express while stocks last. 18+.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
There are long queues on the M40 southbound in Oxfordshire from junction 11 at Banbury down towards 9 at Bicester. Only one lane is open after a lorry fire. It's taking around an hour and a half to get through. The M1 in Northamptonshire, very slow northbound between junction 16 and 17 towards Dunchurch because of emergency repairs. Also on the M1, delays in South Yorkshire northbound towards junction 34 at Meadowhall because a car's broken down there. And also a broken down car on the M6 in Cheshire causing delays on the southbound side. And that's between junction 19 at Knutsford and 18 at Middlewich. I'm Alan Joyce.
Save £120 on the Samsung Galaxy Tab A and enjoy a huge 15 gig of data for only £16 a month. Just one of the amazing offers in the Vodafone Big Winter Sale, in store and online. The future is exciting. Ready? Vodafone.
24-month agreement. Credit check and RPI increase apply. See vodafone.co.uk/terms. Ends 31st of Jan.
The Paul Ross Full Set Christmas Breakfast on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
The kids have been up since 4 o'clock and all you got was a pair of socks. Nothing worth watching on the box, but you can listen to Paul Ross. Your father-in-law can barely stand. The sprouts are burnt and the bird is bland. The wife didn't like her sexy pants, but you can listen to Paul Ross.
Join me, Paul Ross, on Talk Radio and tuck into a yum-yum festive Full Set breakfast special that will set you up until lunch.
The Paul Ross Full Set Christmas Breakfast. Christmas morning from 6 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Yeah, good luck booking guests for that. Right, it's Talk Radio, isn't it? Talk Radio, Christmas Friday, and here we ruddy well are. Much to come on the programme. Christmas music in around an hour's time. We've got a choir. I mean, the three of them. It's a festive trio is what it is. And they're going to be singing us out of 2017 with a roundup of the year, especially written by us. Roundup of the year for you. We've got Howard Hughes with the Christmas poem. We've got the big debate at three. So much. Are we doing condescending today or is that not a thing?
No, not today.
Okay.
Not fine. At Christmas. You can't be negative at Christmas, John.
All right. If you say so, try telling that to the people that are still sending us messages and abuse.
They really are.
Yeah. Thanks for that. If you want 8722, by the way.
Start your message with the words.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
A lot going on, of course, all over the place today, isn't there? Boris Johnson has had a fight with a Russian. That's in the news today. A lovely picture on the front of a lot of the papers of Prince Harry and the American divorcee Wallis Simpson. They're appearing to strangle him to death there on the front of papers. That's lovely. What else is going on? There's a pervy elf teabagging a Barbie. If you don't know what that is, Google it.
Just Google elf plus news
and you'll see your teabagging Poundland or something. You'll find it. Anyway, it's all very complicated, isn't it?
Oh, John.
Yes.
I can't get my reindeer antlers around it.
Right, don't you worry. We are here to help you, Rudolph. It's fine, because all that happens is that we analyse the news on this programme using the time-honoured tradition of Japanese poetry. It makes the most complex subjects very simple to understand. It's all to do with a rigid number of syllables. 5, 7, and 5, it's the news in haiku.
Post-Brexit passports will be blue, just like Green's internet history.
He denies it.
We didn't specify which Green. Could be Rachel Green.
Yeah.
Could be
Friends. That. Yeah, could be Professor Green.
Professor Green, yeah.
From music.
Or CeeLo Green.
Yeah.
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 The Green Party.
All of them. Yeah. Yeah.
Could be Damian Green.
Yeah.
Could be.
It could be, but it's not because he denies it. Yeah. It's the the jolly green giant. Why the hell do you think he's so jolly?
No one's that happy for sweet corn.
Yeah, that had to be something else. I wonder if he puts butter on it. The sweet corn, I mean, not.
Oh dear.
We are talking films for your Christmas time. We've already talked about tonight's screening of In Between Us 2, which is on Channel 4, I think you said, 10 o'clock.
It is, yes.
All right. So, what else? What else have we got?
So, if you're at home tomorrow and you're not having a last bite before Christmas, you can see Night and Day at 9 p.m. on Dave.
Night and Day.
So, it's a film featuring Cameron Diaz and Tom Cruise. It came out about 6 years ago. It's about a woman who is confused for a disgraced spy who's being trapped by the FBI. She meets a guy called Roy, who's played by Tom Cruise. And then there's loads of gunshots.
Is he called Roy Knight? And she's called something.
Sarah Day.
Probably.
Damien Day.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's tenuous, isn't it, though? You know what I mean? They've gone, all right, so we've got a film. There's obviously a script that's been kicking around Hollywood for ages. So then they're going to attach someone to it. Mm. You know, and we've got Tom Cruise, Cameron Diaz. Brilliant. A-listers, that'll do. Let's call it Night and Day. Why? Because that's their names. What? It's like when sitcoms do that all the time, don't they? It's always the name of the person, like Nelson's Column. Do you remember that?
No, I don't.
It was John Gordon
one.
Sinclair, I think. As a, get this, so clever. He was called Nelson. But that was the sitcom element came in the fact that he worked on a newspaper and wrote a column, Nelson's Column.
Funny.
And it's funny because Nelson's Column is actually a thing in London, and it Nelson is a column. See what I mean? Yeah, like that. Anyway, Night and Day. Yeah, so is it any good?
Well, it got a 1 out of 5 stars by the Daily Mail on its release, so by all means, yes, go and watch it.
Yeah.
If they don't like it, it's got to be good.
Yeah, fair enough. Have you seen it?
I've seen bits and pieces here and there.
I like that you're reviewing a film that you haven't even watched. That's kind of a strange film review thing going on right there.
Like I said, I'm more of a music man than I am a film man.
Unfair, fair play. But Night and Day, now you've mentioned it, I have seen it, but I don't remember it.
Yeah.
But I think it's probably a good way to just while away a couple of hours if you can't be bothered. No, it's going to have some action in it. It's got Tom Cruise and Cameron Diaz. It's going to be fine, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. It's kind of like, when you know that there's those two in there, it's kind of like a seatbelt. You know you're safe sort of thing.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I probably won't bother, but just but it's good to know that it's there. should you wish it. We've got a clip from it. Of course we've got a clip from it. It's Night and Day.
You drugged me again, Roy.
Yeah.
You can't do that.
You weren't coping well. I'm not sure if you're awake, if they would have even let you live.
What am I wearing?
Huh? Bikini. From tropics.
How did I get in the bikini?
June, I've been trained to dismantle a bomb in the pitch black with nothing but a safety pin and a junior mitt. I think I could get you in that as clothes without looking.
Takes on an awkward tone in the post-Weinstein world, that, doesn't it?
Yeah.
In many ways, a bit sort of...
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Yay. Anyway, if you want that, that's on the television.
Yes.
What are we talking about next?
So I'm going to talk about Anchorman, which is on Christmas Eve on film 4 at 9 o'clock.
Tell me you've seen Anchorman.
I have seen
Anchorman. There you go. And what do you make of Anchorman?
I think it's hilarious.
Yeah.
It's brilliant.
Yeah.
For those of you who haven't seen it, it's a comedy set in the 1970s about the newsman Ron Burgundy.
As of today, Ron Blue, we have to call him.
Yes, okay, sorry, Ron Blue.
Yeah.
And then a female news reporter comes onto the station with the goal of becoming anchor, which Ron is increasingly jealous, and animosity builds between the two.
It does. Well, we've all heard it, but let's have a clip from Anchorman, why don't we?
Hot. How much time?
You're on.
I love scotch. I love scotch. Scotchy scotch scotch. Here it goes down into my belly. That is good.
You're on the air.
How are you? You look awfully nice today.
Maybe don't wear a bra next time. How much time till we're on?
Ron! Ron!
What?
We're on the air right now.
I'm ready. Good evening, I'm Ron Burgundy. Here's what's going on in your world tonight.
I mean, it's a great film, isn't it? I interviewed Will Ferrell once. Yeah. I've probably told you this before, but I and what was the one of the highlights of my life was Will Ferrell, and I got him to do the travel news, different radio station, not this one.
Yeah,
I got him to do the travel news, but he did it as Ron Burgundy,
oh,
the
nice.
Travel for the country, and my favourite bit that he did, he was talking about the M25. And the bit on the M25, if you've ever heard a travel report, it's always a problem round about Clackett's Lane, isn't it? And he as Ron Burgundy, which I can't do the impression, but he just basically just did the whole thing as Ron, and then just went, it's stacked back to Clackett's. And I and every time now I hear a travel report with Clackett's Lane, I always go, it's stacked back to Clackett's in my own head. And sometimes out loud, I'll be honest, Gimli. Very out loud.
Oh, I would.
There's been no such highlights here. I wonder if the... Because Anchorman 2 came out, didn't it?
Yes,
as well.
It did.
I did like Anchorman 2, but Anchorman was just such a perfectly formed film.
Mm.
It was just so good, and everything about it. And yeah, that is a film you could watch time and time again, though.
Yeah,
isn't it? Yeah, and probably... When's that all
on? That's on Christmas Eve on Film 4.
Christmas Eve on Film 4. Now, it's interesting you mentioned that, because we were talking, and we should talk, about what people's film traditions are on Christmas Eve, because a lot of people, you know, a lot of people go out, sure, yeah, but if you, you know, but a lot of people stay in and wrap presents, even if it's in the afternoon or whatever.
Yeah.
But people stick a film on to be Christmassy, but people have go-tos for this.
Yeah.
And I was going to take a quick snapshot in here of what your go-to Christmas film is, whether it's for wrapping presents or just going, that makes me feel festive. So, Gimli first.
I have to think about this, because I don't really have a tradition, which is a bit, like, so it kind of sounds a bit sad, but I just kind of... I'm the present wrapper in my house, which explains why every present that everyone gets is terribly wrapped and they can see through the paper.
Yeah.
So I don't. I kind of like just stick the TV on and it'll be like, I don't know, QI or Mock the Week or whatever. I just stick Dave on and leave it.
Just let it run on a loop.
Yeah. Like I'm. If a film comes on, sure, but I don't have like a go-to.
Okay.
Film.
Well, you're missing out.
Yes.
I think you need to be educated in the world. I'll give you one to watch. This is one I would go for: Scrooged.
Oh yeah,
it's the Bill Murray film, and it's Bill Murray, probably one of his best role. It's very, very good, but obviously it's Christmas Carol updated. Yeah. You know, he's a stroppy old. I think he works in. I can't remember his job, but anyway, but it's so good. I mean, you know, the ghosts come in and all the kind, and it's a very good film. So
okay.
Works in publishing. Thank you, Katie, just reminding my ear. I knew he was an executive of some kind, that is a great film. Mm. So Cornelius.
So mine, I have two, which I watch. One each year. So Elf is my favourite Christmas film of all time.
I only watched that for the first time 2 weeks ago.
So funny.
Yeah.
And weirdly, Elf's dad works in publishing as well, children's books.
Yes, he does. That's true. That's played by James Caan, of course.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
And it's Will Ferrell, of course.
Will Ferrell,
Who is Elf. Yeah.
But also The Muppets Christmas Carol.
I watched that for the first time.
Brilliant.
I found disappointing. Everyone said I should watch it and recommended it to me, and I sat and watched it with my children.
It's not, like, hilarious. No. I mean, it is quite funny, but it's just so magically... It's much more Christmassy and, you know, festive feeling, like the music, you know.
Polar Express.
Oh, I've watched that once, fell asleep.
Yeah, well, that's quite a good film. Quite like that. But I'd say Scrooged. Let's ask Katie. Katie's working on the show. She's through the glass. She's got buttons. If she presses one, she'll be able to talk to us. Hi, Katie.
Hello.
Hi there. Christmas film, Katie.
Love Actually.
Oh, you evil woman. That is one of the worst films ever made.
It's like talking to my dad.
I just like it.
Why?
It's kind of a feel-good one.
It's not.
It?
It's awful.
I've never seen it.
Don't. It's... Katie, I'm so disappointed in you. It is one of the worst films ever made. The script is tortuous. It's awful.
It's a Richard Curtis film, isn't it?
Yes. I don't know what he was doing.
You almost said, there you go, but you realise that you may have worked or want to work with him in the future.
I saw it in your face. I may have.
God, I know
mixed,
you too well now.
Richard Curtis.
It's weird. I read your thoughts. Don't like it.
Richard Curtis. Four Weddings and a Funeral is good. Richard Curtis wrote Blackadder. Let's not forget that.
The Boat That Rocked It, I think, is a great film.
That's the worst film in the world.
It's a great film. I love it.
I mean, About Time. The Boat That Rocked Love Actually, dreadful! Dreadful films!
No.
Let's ask Chloe what she thinks.
Chloe?
Is It's a Christmas film. Chloe!
Yes.
Christmas films, Chloe.
Do you mean what I like generally?
I mean,
I'd like to know what other interpretations of that question could be.
Do you mean what do I strictly watch every Christmas or what Christmas film do I like?
Well, both of those questions.
Okay. Scrooged, I'm with you on that one.
Thank you. Yep.
And also Home Alone 1 and 2.
Oh, I still haven't seen those.
It's so good. Your kids will like it.
Oh, well, I watched Elf because she told me to with them, and that was great. So Home Alone, then I'll perhaps do this weekend, maybe, or something like that. All right, there's a snap. There's a Christmas. I don't know whether any of these things are on, but they're quite easy to find, aren't they? Round and about, probably. Gimli, thank you very much for coming in. I'll call you Alex because it's Christmas. Alex, see you in the new year.
Yes, definitely.
Good stuff. Thank you very much. On the way on the programme are the following things. The big debate at 3 is just after 3. Howard Hughes will be joining us. Talk Radio's very own Howard Hughes for a specially written and commissioned Christmas poem to make you feel all very festive. And we will...
I'm Howard Hughes.
Oh, look, he's already here.
No, it's actually him. Don't worry, it's not just me going...
The Conspiracy Hour on Talk Radio.
No, actual Howard Hughes will be here. And you'll know that because his voice will be his as opposed to that weird approximation of
I'm Howard Hughes.
Yeah. And we will bring you live music.
H...
We've got a choir downstairs raring to go in our session studio. Well, it's Virgin Radio's session studio. We just hijacked
it. No, they're coming up here.
Are they?
Engineering have already turned on their out of office. So.
Unbelievable. It's not like everyone's still at work. We've got broadcasting to do. Engineering literally not caring. I mean, to be fair, that's consistent.
Look, they're our mates. Come on. I emailed the two ones who are our mates there.
Just not the others. Yeah. Fine. All right. Well, good. So they're not downstairs in the studio at all. Because no one can be asked. Instead, the choir will be in here, bringing us a musical roundup of the year, all especially for you. It's Talk Radio in the Afternoons. The news is on the way next.
Socks, sprouts, and a selection box of supercharged conversation.
Meet the new star of the Christmas show.
Christmas on Talk Radio.
Ho, ho, ho.
We'll get you talking.
In a world where everything you know is wrong.
What are you doing?
I'm making an advert for the new series The Grand Tour.
Well, why are you doing that voice?
Well, it's the American movie trailer voice. It makes things sound more exciting.
Go on, then.
One man.
Well, three men.
When your only fear is fear.
Well, that doesn't make sense.
When your life is on the line.
I just hurt my knee.
In a time of change.
How about when your colleague is a...
The Grand Tour Season 2. Stream now on Amazon Prime Video. New episode every Friday.
'Twas the night before Christmas and all through the house, a party was stirring, good times paramount. I made my way to the fridge with some care, in hope that some Strongbow dark fruit would be there. Then I exclaimed with a shout and a hoot, dark fruit to all, and to all a dark fruit.
Strongbow dark fruit, the original dark fruit cider with crisp apple taste and juicy blackcurrants. Drink aware for the facts. Please drink responsibly.
You can say anything to a mate. Anything. Call them every name under the sun. Wind them up. Bring them down a peg. Tell them stuff you never thought you'd tell anyone. Because they're proper mates. Like brothers. When it's a mate, you say what you feel like saying. Except, I love you, man. And I'm not going to let you drink drive. Stupid, innit? Mates don't let mates drink drive. Think.
Everyone likes to get a broadband deal, but who's got time to go searching for them? At BT, we do the hard work for our broadband customers by offering them personalised deals. So now getting the right deal takes no time at all. If you're our broadband customer, you can find your personalised deal at bt.com/mydeal. It's ready and waiting for you.
Today at Tesco, get crates of Carling, Bex and Stella for just £9. Everyone's welcome at Tesco. Selected stores excluding Express while stocks last, 18+.
Well, which ones are yours and which ones are mine?
Christmas on Talk Radio.
This one's mine, and this one's mine, and
they're all yours.
We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
At just after 3, good afternoon, I'm John Holmes, here's Claire with the very latest news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, tensions high after Russia trip, the future is blue, and warnings of a frantic Friday.
Talk Radio.
Boris Johnson has had a rather fiery encounter with his Russian counterpart, Sergei Lavrov, during a visit to Moscow.
The person sitting next to me, Boris Johnson, said recently that he had no evidence that Russia meddled in the referendum over Britain's exit from the European Union.
Not successfully.
Not successfully, I think, is the word.
Well, the Foreign Secretary told Mr. Lavrov the UK is prepared and able to retaliate to cyber attacks. The pair also clashed over Russia's role in Ukraine. The Scottish First Minister has criticised the colour of our passports changing from burgundy back to blue. Well, the new documents will be phased in a few months after the UK leaves the EU. Nicola Sturgeon says the move is inward-looking, but the Immigration Minister, Brandon Lewis, says it's an opportunity to restore our national identity. Businesswoman and prominent Remainer Gina Miller is sceptical.
It would have had to change anyway because our present passport says European Union at the top. So it is sensible. It's common sense to go back to what we had before. Whether or not it boosts national identity, I think our national identity is so much more than just a passport.
A lorry load of beer has caught fire on the M40 in Oxfordshire, affecting the Christmas getaway, where witnesses have described seeing bottles of Stella exploding in the flames. The driver is safe. Elsewhere, passengers at Bristol Airport have been facing diversions and cancellations after a plane came off the runway. It happened while an aircraft from Frankfurt was taxiing just before midday. Roads and rails are expected to be very busy on the last day before the Christmas holidays. And Apple is being sued in the US after it admitting slowing down older iPhone models. Well, the tech firm says it reduces processor speeds because aging batteries struggle to perform as well.
Aging people do in general.
Oh.
So, I wasn't talking about me. So, that beer.
I knew you were going to pick up on that one.
Was it Coors Light?
Yeah. Actually, I said in the story it was Stella.
Stella, I know. I know. I pretended not to listen to that.
Coors Light. Thank you.
Coors Light.
Anyone else?
Oh, pressure. Come on, boys. You can do it.
You can join in.
I'm not trying.
It must be Camden Hells there.
I mean, that doesn't really...
As hot as hell, Camden Hell.
Doesn't really work.
Mould beer.
Mould beer?
Mould. Yeah, because it's warm beer.
Yeah, it's mould.
This time of year, Christmas. Seasonal.
Nah, sorry, John wins.
They could if they had anything about them, Stella, they could remarket that and just go, it's mould Stella.
Yeah, except it's like exploding in fire, but...
Well, you know...
Don't go near the Stella.
Terrorist Stella.
No.
Oh, my goodness. Weather.
Torella.
Weather.
Stellarist.
Talk radio, national weather.
Stellarist. What?
Mainly dry across the UK. Bright spells.
Not on the motorway. There's all Stella
areas.
Over it.
Highs of 11. Let's do the sport.
It's Alex Dibble. Alex Bauble with the pre-recorded.
Bauble.
Talk radio sports update with Selco Builders Warehouse. Great trade prices could be closer than you think. We're opening new branches across the UK. Find your nearest Selco at selcobw.com.
Good afternoon, I'm Alex Dibble. Real Madrid are planning to open contract talks with Cristiano Ronaldo after Christmas, according to manager Zinedine Zidane. It's reported the World Player of the Year wants improved terms because Lionel Messi and Neymar now earn more than him. Graham Mertes described it as a huge honour to be named Rangers manager. The interim boss has been given the job until the end of the season.
I can get some clarity now into the players as to how I want things to be done. And for me, that just takes a load off my mind. I'm not trying to prepare the team for someone else to look at. I'm trying to prepare the team to try and play and be successful how I would like it to look.
Mertes not the only one to go full-time at Ibrox. Left-back Declan Johns had his loan move from Cardiff turned into a permanent one. And ahead of their game at the Emirates tonight, Liverpool manager Jurgen Klopp described Arsenal as the complete side. It's fourth versus fifth to kick off the Christmas fixture list. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Alex Bauble there with the pre-recorded Christmas sport. I'm John Holmes, it's Talk Radio. We'll do the big debate next.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
We'll do the big debate now. So our passports are all blue and there's nothing I can do. So didn't sing David Bowie, of course, once about a spaceman oddity looking down at the world. A world that from space seemingly has no borders. A far cry from the real world where we can't cross any of those borders freely anymore thanks to Brexit. And as you'll have probably heard in the news today, passports are very much the tip of the iceberg. Other things that will turn blue post-Brexit, because that's what everybody wants, include the following. Father Christmas. Father Christmas's clothes will be blue. Post boxes. The band Maroon 5. The purple people eater, blue. That submarine that the Beatles had. The Christmas you're dreaming of, the grass of home, the cliffs of Dover, Orange Wednesdays. All going blue. Things that will stay blue, remain, include the Christmas that Elvis Presley sings about at this time of year, David Attenborough's planet, the movies that Damien Green says he definitely wasn't watching on his parliamentary computer, and Smurfs. Hashtag Blue Lives Matter. If it's already blue, it's staying blue. If it's not blue post-Brexit, it will go blue, because blue is the colour of Britain. Did those feet in ancient times walk upon England's mountains green? No, they did not. They walked upon England's mountains blue, and don't you ruddy well forget it. Gladys is on the phone. Gladys has called Talk Radio. She's a listener to Talk Radio. Hello, Gladys.
Hello, John.
Hello, Gladys. How are you? Good to talk to you.
I'm not too bad. How are you? Oh, happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas to you, Gladys, as well. Happy Christmas.
Can we go for a drink in the new year, then, or what?
Have we got a what?
Can we go for a drink in the new year,
yes,
or what?
Yes, Gladys, we can.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So, look, lovely to have you, Gladys. Now, you've called in, haven't you? You've called in to talk about heartburn, because you are calling for an end to it. Is that right?
That's right, yes. I don't mind the music. I don't mind where it's set. It's a lovely place in the world. But I don't like Nick Berry. There's just something about him. It just makes me sit over.
Right. Now, I see what's happened here. It's fine. Look, it's all... Yes, I know. But you're right, of course.
Yes.
Yeah. But
he plays a terrible policeman. It's unbelievable, John.
Yeah. All right. Look, I want to bring in... I want to bring in Nick as well. Nick's in Brighton. Hello, Nick.
Nick Berry?
No, not Nick Berry. Nick Brighton. Hello, Nick.
I wish. Hello, Joe. Hello,
hi there. Hi there. Gladys, Nick, Gladys. Hello.
Hi.
Hello, Nick Berry.
Merry Christmas, Nick.
Thank you. Berry Christmas, more like.
Yes. Very good. So, anyway, what's your thought on this, Nick? Because Gladys is old and confused, bless her, so we'll talk to her again in a minute. You, Nick, are a big fan of heartburn. This is traditional at this time of year, of course, isn't it? One eats, one overindulges, one's heart begins to burn. What are your thoughts, Nick?
I just think, I'm a big fan of heartburn, yeah. I went tonight, acid indigestion, gastroesophageal reflux, call it what you will.
Yeah.
Any form of and a burning sensation in the central chest or upper central abdomen.
Yeah.
Heartburn makes me feel alive. We live in very beige times.
Yes.
We spend time...
Well, the times... Sorry to interrupt. The times are now blue.
Well, blue time. Yes, blue, very good blue. With the passports.
Passports,
yeah.
Blue.
Yeah. Passport. But we go back and forth to work, we queue in supermarkets, we watch films and TV programs simply because they stop us just sort of staring into space. The church has gone, politics has failed us, but, if I eat two packs of chocolate liqueurs and drink a bottle of sherry, I feel something.
Yes.
I feel, it's heartburn, it's, it's not a pleasant sensation itself, but I feel something.
Right.
You compare that to listening to Ed Sheeran or reading a Dan Brown novel, you can't put a number on it.
Good point, Nick, actually. Now, Gladys, let me bring you back in to the conversation.
I see what's gone on now.
I know.
It's not Nick Berry, is it?
No, it's not Nick Berry. I mean, it's good that I'm glad you want to talk about Nick Berry, and that's absolutely fine, because berries are, at this time of year, of course, found upon holly, and that's traditional. And that's fine. But if you ate too many of those berries, Gladys, what would you get?
You get wind, John.
You get wind, that's right. You'd also might get a bit of heartburn, might you, Gladys?
You'd get heartburn as well. It would repeat on you, wouldn't it, John?
There you go. Now, it would repeat, wouldn't it? Like an episode of Heartbeat.
No, don't. No, this is not UK gold, is it?
No. Is that still a thing?
Was Gladys saying she didn't like Heartbeat?
I was saying I didn't like you, but I thought you were somebody else. I'm warming to you now.
Oh. What, look, warming as in the sensation of a heartburn, Gladys? Because that's...
It is. I might be a bit sick. It depends.
Gladys, let me ask you a question. Would you be happy if, for instance, let's a hypothetical instance, because heartburn, as Nick will testify, is mainly inside of the body, isn't it? Would you be happy if we took a heart out of the body and burned it on the floor in front of someone instead, Gladys?
What, just anywhere?
Yeah. Well, not anywhere, no. Not anywhere. Obviously in a controlled environment where one wouldn't have to worry about being a smokeless zone.
Is it just where our hearts were getting out, John?
Well, that brings me neatly to the next question, because would you suggest that that maybe if a heart would burn, a heartburn, could it spread, as burn does, to a neighbouring lung? And then what? Then where are we? Because lungs don't like smoke.
That's about, yes, it would spread, you'd get burned all over.
Yeah.
I get a thigh burn quite a lot, John.
Right, thigh burn?
Thigh burn.
Do you? How's that, Gladys?
It's connected to the leg burn.
Yeah.
I get it quite a lot I've got quite wide legs and it's safe.
Good. Well, okay, Gladys.
Nick, come back in.
Yeah.
Talking about thigh burn, I bought some port because port is an excellent way of getting heartburn.
Yeah.
And, you know, what I now know is that it's pronounced Coburn's port. But you look at the bottle,
yes,
very clearly, says Cockburn.
Yes, it does.
So I was thinking maybe it was some kind of, you know, subsidiary indigestion or reflux-like symptoms in your bits and bobs. I thought it's Christmas, trying something new, but it's Coburn.
Yeah, it turns out, doesn't it? Do you think... I don't know why they... Why don't they just spell it like that? It's a bit weird, isn't it?
That made me sick.
Exactly. It's misleading, John. Oh. You know, they've probably got an agency to deal with things like this. Misleading.
I agree. What were we going to say, Gladys?
John, I've been sick. You keep talking and I've done it for you.
Right, you've been... What have you... Okay.
He kept saying Cockburn and I've been sick.
It's Coburn. Can I ask you a question, Gladys?
Does it involve policemen in the 1960s?
No, it does not. So you're
okay. Go on, then.
All right, then. I want you to put a number on it.
Put a number on you, John.
If you were to have... If I were to come to you and say, how many heartburn would you be prepared to tolerate, if any, in 2018? How many heartburns would you say is reasonable? Put a number on that.
I'd give you one, John.
Would you?
Oh, I'll give you one any time you want it.
Nick, what about you?
My number would be three.
Three heartburn.
One being butter sandwiches with Tizer.
Yes, good.
Two being red wine with extra strong mints. Crush them up, simple. Three, chalky digestives smashed up into a curry. Nothing more than a dough piazza.
Nick?
Yes?
There's three of us. We can all make each other sick.
You're right, Gladys.
Yeah, I'm just saying, John. If I stop, it's because I'm mopping.
Okay.
I'm just saying we could all make each other sick in the new year.
Well, we could do that. Yeah. I mean, we've probably done that to anyone listening, so that's reasonable, isn't it?
I'd be up for that, but yeah. I wouldn't want any antacid involved. I draw the line at antacid. I think it's cruel.
Yeah.
And who?
Yeah.
Antacid.
I think Nick.
I'm not a vegan or anything, but, you know, you're taking, you're milking ants for their acid to just get rid of heartburn. It's not right, John. It's 2017.
There is, you'll be pleased to know, legislation on the way to stop people just buying antacid over the counter because, of course, it's very dangerous. Criminals now use it and throw it at people. So
I didn't even know ants sickening. Make acid.
It is sickening. Could you, Nick, tell us what your very brief your thoughts on the are the government essentially doing enough about heartburn or is there silence on heartburn? Does that speak volumes?
I think in the Nick Berry era in the 60s, that's when we had it sweet. You know, I think that program is beautiful. I think it was a great advert for heartburn. Today, less so. You know, there's no swearing.
Yep.
There's no real violence at the time. It was more scrumping apples. Nobody was ganking a chip or peddling junk smack or anything. It was just, you know, and every week, you know, Nick Berry would just go,
So would I.
What is it?
Nice.
Right.
I think that's what the government should be doing.
Right. Well, I can tell you this. The government have said that by 2019 now, there's going to be 40,000 more heartburns. We don't know, Nick, how they're going to pay for that, but that's the government figure, so...
Just bring us in line with the French. That really is all I ask. Just bring us in line with the French so we can stop feeling inferior.
And in terms of bringing us in line with the French, what, you're suggesting we eat, more runny cheese or horses?
runny cheese, full fat. Smoking should be compulsory for 10 years and up.
Right, OK. So you're calling for compulsory smoking to add to the heartburn, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, fair enough. Gladys,
I've been sick again, John.
OK.
It's not going too good this end. Right. What about you?
I'm going to let you go, Alice. Gladys, can you... Oh, I don't know. Who the... is Alice? Could you sum up the debate for me in one word, please, Gladys?
Every loser wins, John.
OK. Nick?
Bullburn.
Thank you very much indeed there. Merry Christmas, Nick.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Gladys. Just died. So you're listening to Talk Radio. What do you think about that? What do you think? Do we need heartburn? This time of year, it's everywhere, isn't it, heartburn? Ugh. People have been moaning about it today in the office. Oh, I went out last night. Oh, I had too much. Oh, I overindulged. I got heartburn. Should we just ban it? Should we just say no more? Draw a line. No more heartburn. Just go. Gone. That's what we could do. Or do we want to see more heartburn, actually, as Nick was calling for there? Interesting, isn't it? I mean, we live in post-Brexit Britain. We've got baby-changing facilities, the Holly and the Ivy restaurant. Why do we need heartburn anymore? Do get in touch with the programme. Here's the number, 8732.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
I'm John Holmes. That's the big debate on Talk Radio. And next, Howard Hughes joins us for a Christmas poem.
All the choicest cuts of conversation this Christmas.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
It's Turkey Time on Talk Radio.
Would you like to pull my cracker?
Could your business benefit from cloud accounting? Sage Business Cloud. Get paid faster by issuing invoices on the move. Complete your VAT return in seconds. And link your bank account for a real-time picture of your business finances. See how Sage Business Cloud can benefit your business with a free 30-day trial of Sage Accounting. Visit sage.co.uk/free trial. Sage Business Cloud. Helping you manage everything from money to people. Be Sage. Build on.
Ready? After three. One, two, three. Pull!
Yay! This Saturday, there'll be 200 extra Lotto winners of £20,000 in the Lotto Christmas Raffle. Make sure you've all got your tickets for this Saturday. Lotto. Who wins if you win? Rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
He's spotted an opening and he's going for it. He's gone to Now TV. He's lining up a Sky Sports Day Pass. Oh, what about that? Arsenal v Liverpool, streaming live tonight for just £6.99. That's got to be the winner. Can you believe it?
So, to only pay for the games that matter to you, search Now TV.
18 plus, fixtures subject to change, terms apply.
Today at Tesco, get crates of Budweiser, Corona and Coors for just £9. Everyone's welcome at Tesco. Selected stores excluding Express while stocks last. 18 plus ends 24th of December.
We got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In December, we've got 15 litres of Leyland Super Latex Matte Emulsion in Magnolia or Brilliant White for only £18.95 ex-VAT. Now that's a real deal. We've got even more real deals and thousands of products in stock at Selco Builders Warehouse. For more information, see selcobw.com.
We got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the train go.
Highways England is here to improve your journey. Have you noticed the variable speed limits on the motorway? They're there to manage congestion, so you can have a smoother journey. They're also the law, so if you ignore them and get caught, you can expect a speeding ticket and penalty points. So if you see a speed limit next time you're on the motorway, it matters that you drive within it. For more information on variable speed limits, search online for smart motorways.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Well, in the West Midlands, one lane closed due to a broken down vehicle on the M6 northbound between Junction 5 and Junction 6 for Spaghetti. Traffic coping well at the moment. In Northamptonshire, we have a lane closed and slow traffic due to emergency repairs on the M1. That's northbound between Junction 16 and Junction 17 around Dunchurch. And in Oxfordshire, severe delays, two lanes closed, queuing traffic due to recovery work and an earlier lorry fire on the M40. That's southbound between Junction 10 and Junction 9 for Bicester. I'm Sammy Jolo.
Today at Tesco, get crates of Carling, Bex and Stella for just £9. Everyone's welcome at Tesco. Selected stores excluding Express while stocks last. 18 plus.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
And And indeed we shall. And by the way, a very Merry Christmas. There are 40, just under 40 minutes left of this show for this year. And a little bit more Christmassy for you as we go into the weekend. In a moment, Howard Hughes joins us for Christmas. And then we will be bringing you Christmas music. We've got a choir, well, a festive trio anyway, in the studio to bring us some Christmas cheer up to 4 o'clock, including a review of the year in Christmas song form. There's very much a lot to look forward to, plus a Christmas bonus news special. So Howard Hughes then. Howard Hughes, you'll know him, I'm sure, from... well, he's famous. He's Howard Hughes. He's the voice of Howard Hughes. But he also, on Talk Radio, presents, of course, our spooky conspiracy... What's the show? The Unexplained.
Unexplained.
That's right. And he talks about things that are unexplained. That's the point. But what we have now is guest appearance from Howard Hughes, bringing us Christmas poetry. What a beautiful moment. So sit back now, pour yourself a mince pie, and... eat a mull as we present 'Twas the Night Before Christmas.
'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the house not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, in the hope that, despite the austerity measures outlined in the Chancellor's recent autumn budget, there'd be some presents in there. Suddenly, out on my lawn there arose such a clatter, I sprang from my bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window I flew like a flash, opened the curtains and slid open the double glazing. I'd replaced the sash windows because of a discount available under the EU's low energy emissions scheme back when we were still part of the EU. In the light of the moon, glinting off drizzle, a car was smashed through my fence, leaking petrol or diesel. Then what to my wandering eyes should appear? A fat bloke in red, and he looked a bit strange. He was acting suspiciously, I thought. I don't like this. He could be an immigrant, or one of those ISIS. Our way of life, and he wants to wreck it. This isn't why I voted for Brexit. Now I'd armed myself against this aberration in accordance with Donald Trump's gun legislation. And as I got down the stairs, there came with a bound this old guy in red right into my lounge. He stood by the chimney with a great sense of fun. I was taking no chances and shouldered my gun. Hang on, he cried, if I may be so bold. I just came inside to keep out of the cold. I'm Santa, and I'm afraid I'm in trouble. I gave one of the reindeer an inappropriate cuddle. And now with my sleigh, they won't let me fly it, 'cause social media's found me guilty in this current climate. He's not laughing, I thought. In fact, he's in tears. So I sat him right down and gave him a beer. He sat there morosely, and just to break tension, I asked what else was wrong. He answered, my pension. I only work the one day a year, but my prospects in retirement are lacking, I fear. Because of the cutbacks, my retirement's been shelved. I've got to keep working till I'm 112. I can't train my helpers, because the fees have gone up. The North Pole is facing a huge spending cut. The elves are on strike due to conditions and pay. I'm behind with repayments on my sack and my sleigh. To be honest, he said, I'd quit in a flash, remortgage the presents to make me some cash. But I'm too old and tired, so I hope you don't mind if I lie down in your lounge and just wait to die. Now hang on there, Santa. Don't get me wrong. The world's in a mess, but together we're strong. You get back out there. You bring everyone cheer. But first, have another. I've plenty of beer. So we sat there a while, shooting the breeze. We had nuts, liqueur chocolates, a nice port and cheese. I was by now quite fond of this twinkly old bloke, so I slipped him a cheeky line of my Coke. We discussed all our problems late into the night, cracked open more beers and put the world straight to rights. We finished the scotch, then we started on rum. Then he set down his glass, saying, I'd better run. I stood Santa up and brushed down his beard. Father Christmas was back. His bad mood had cleared. Get back on your sleigh and finish your round. You've a job to do, Santa, and you'll do us all proud. Deliver the toys to the boys and the girls. Just don't touch the reindeer in this post-Weinstein world. He sprang to his sleigh with vigor anew, waved me goodbye, and shot out of view. And I smiled as he left. He seemed to take flight. But all of a sudden, a blue flashing light. The sleigh had been stopped at the end of the street. Two coppers had Santa out of his seat. "Blow into this, sir," said one with a leer. "We're doing more breath tests at this time of year." As I closed my front door, the old guy looked forlorn. I went back to bed, stifling a yawn. Such a pity that Santa got caught. And as I drifted to sleep, I had one final thought. If you get no presents this Christmas, not one thing on your list. It's my fault, I'm afraid, because I got Santa drunk.
Aww. Howard Hughes there, bringing you the Christmas poem, 'Twas the Night Before Christmas, Talk Radio edition.
Thank you, Howard.
Thank you very much, Howard Hughes, friend of the show, friend of everybody, lovely man. So there that is. We should pop that online.
It'll be on the podcast, John.
There we go. It's going to be on the podcast. So, still to come, bonus news. There will also be live music on the show. It's what we do on a Friday, but as it's Christmas Friday, special treat. Festive Trio bringing us festive Christmas choral type work, including a roundup of the year, a 12 days of Christmas like you've never heard it before, before 4 o'clock. It's also Some Request Friday. We don't bring you All Request Friday, as regular listeners will know. We're not allowed to because Simon Mayo does that on Radio 2. And they play music requests, and they'll be doing it today, all Christmassy and that. But we're not allowed to do music requests. What we can do, though, is speeches and talks, because we're a talk radio station. So we will take your speech and talk dedications. A lot of people this time of year driving home for Christmas. And when you're fed up singing along to Chris Rea, what you might want to do is talk along to a Christmas-style speech or something. We know all the words to the classics, don't we? Nothing says Christmas like a good old-fashioned Christmas speech. Here's one that's come in for Some Request Friday. Dear John, Con, Chloe, Katie, Gimli the Dwarf, Marta, Victoria, Alex, Bauble, Harry, Laura, Fraser, Ellie, Rudd, Ginger Dave, all the debaters, the work experience reviewers, news readers, pre-recorded sports readers, Johnny Seifert, the guest booker, and everyone else who's ever worked on the show except Cass. I'd like to thank you very much. Very much indeed. Hi, Cass. Merry Christmas. I'd like to thank you for all your work on the show this year. Oh, this is nice, isn't it? I'd love to thank you for your work on the show this year, John. It's, as a thank you, I've increased your time off allowance next year by quite some margin. Could you please play for me the Queen's Annus Horribilis speech message from 1992? Thank you very much. That's from Scott in Taunton. Well, yes, of course we could. Especially for you, Scott. It's Some Request Friday. Here's your request.
1992. Is not a year on which I shall look back with undiluted pleasure. In the words of one of my more sympathetic correspondents, it has turned out to be an annus horribilis. I sometimes wonder how future generations will judge the events of this tumultuous year. I dare say that history will take a slightly more moderate view than that of some contemporary commentators. He who has never failed to reach perfection has a right to be the harshest critic. There can be no doubt, of course, that criticism is good for people and institutions that are part of public life.
There we are. Well, that's the Queen from 1992 with her Annus Horribilis speech. Famously there. And that's part of Some Request Friday. So if you've got a request or a dedication that you'd like to get in touch with, a speech or a talk we can play for you, we can't do music, then do get in touch, 87222.
Start your message. Well, you don't have time for any of these.
Okay, fine. It's 3:32 and now the news with Claire.
Talk Radio.
The Foreign Secretary says the UK's relations with Russia aren't on a good footing, but wants them to improve. On a rare visit to the country, Boris Johnson has also claimed there is proof Moscow has tried to influence elections overseas. There are reports the Prime Minister has turned down requests from survivors of the Grenfell Tower to appoint a diverse panel to sit alongside the head of the public inquiry. Well, family members delivered a petition signed by more than 22,000 people to Downing Street earlier this month, calling for an independent panel amid doubts over the suitability of Sir Martin Moore-Bick. The immigration minister says he's delighted to return to what he's described as the iconic blue and gold British passport cover. They'll be phased in from October 2019 once we've left the EU, replacing the burgundy ones we've had for nearly three decades. But Labour MP Neil Coyle told Talk Radio it's pointless and expensive.
Some people like Farage fetishise over this document when, you know, I would much rather have the ability to travel for free to 27 countries than the damage we're seeing now of Brexit, where the pound's already dropped in value. We're looking at new visas, we're looking at new costs of travel. And that's somehow this is the government's priority.
A lorry load of beer has caught fire on the M40 in Oxfordshire, affecting the Christmas getaway, where witnesses have described seeing bottles of Stella exploding in the flames. The driver is safe. Meanwhile, dozens of flights have been cancelled at Bristol Airport after a plane came off the runway. It happened while an aircraft from Frankfurt was taxiing just before midday. And Apple's being sued in the US after admitting slowing down older iPhone models. The tech firm says it reduces processor speeds because of aging batteries struggling to perform as well.
Thank you very much indeed, right. Claire Cottingham.
Didn't think I'd get through that one.
No. Well, like we said earlier, you see, you've got your voice is sounding a little bit. You're a little bit bunged up.
I know. It was husky, and now it just sounds a bit gross.
But it does make my second Cottingham, please, yeah, reference to a Tunes advert from the 1980s work much better.
Yeah, I wasn't only like two when that came out, I think, probably.
Right, fine. All right, so now then, don't rub it in.
The weather, mainly dry. Across the UK, bright spells there for northern areas. I'll just keep talking until you stop. Okay. Highs of 11. There's more news in half an hour.
First time you said that. Right, so there will be more in half an hour. But no, there's more now.
Well, there is more
because
now.
Because it's time to bring you today's edition, the final one of the year of bonus news. And today it is bonus Christmas mineral news.
Christmas time, minerals and wine. Hey, it's Christmas mineral news.
Well, that was great. That was lovely. I always say it's the work we put into the production of this show that sort of makes it. So here we go then. Claire, what have you got?
Okay, it's been revealed that frankincense, known of course for its links to Christmas, could help ease arthritis. Well, it's been enlisted for centuries in Africa and Asia as tradition for their medicine. It's derived from the gum of a tree that can be found in India, and it's known for its anti-inflammatory properties.
Right.
I mean, that's all I've got for that. There are lots of words I couldn't have said in that whole piece.
There is a lot of... You see, so frankincense, yes. Yeah. Now, remind us what myrrh is.
They were all there when the present of... when Jesus.
Yes, but what is... isn't it a per... No, is frankincense the perfumey one, then, derived from the tree?
Frankincense, yeah, that's the herb.
Yes, yeah, so what's myrrh?
That's something else.
Yes. So gold is gold. Frankincense is kind of perfume.
Yeah, you know what gold is. Yeah, yeah. Myrrh was... Myrrh was like...
Meh.
He's one of the impractical jokers.
Look, you've got a computer. Can you Google it?
How do you spell it?
M-Y-R-A-R-H. Two R. M-Y-2-R-H. Is that myrrh?
Honestly, it's a weird spelling.
Myrrh.
Just write in...
It's M-Y-R-R-H. That'd be a really
that's
great
what I
word.
Said, that's
for,
what I said.
That'd be a really great word for hangman, wouldn't it? Because people guess all the vowels first.
Yeah.
Like that. Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Myrrh.
Well, it's a natural gum or resin extracted from a number of...
What's frankincense, then?
I think you've just described myrrh.
I'm just going with what the story said.
So what's frankincense? So
maybe it's the same.
So hang on a minute. Jesus thought he was getting three presents, but really he just got two, because frankincense and myrrh are the same, according to that.
Yeah, but he also got gold, in fairness.
Yeah, well, you know.
Mineral news.
It might have been Terry's all gold. We don't know.
That's true. Right, should we go for the next one, or have you found out what frankincense is?
Okay, frankincense is an aromatic resin used
from
in
a tree,
incense and perfumes.
So it's the same.
Obtained from trees
it's the same.
There you go.
Of the genius Boswellia.
Right.
Boswellia?
Yeah, you know, in the family.
I mean,
Sarakarai.
See, do you know what I mean when I said I took some of the words out?
Yeah, I'll be honest. Yeah.
They're crap gifts. Why didn't they get him, you know, gold?
Mineral new.
And like something from, I don't know, something.
Something from Aldi, were you about to say that?
Sounds like Amazon. The rubbish they sell in Nils Yard. Have you ever been in one of those? A Nils Yard.
They should have got
Have you ever been in a Nils Yard?
Of course I've never been in a Nils Yard.
It's great. They should send people who's, for some reason, medically, they need their jaws to be dropped.
Yeah.
You go in there and see, wow, this small bottle of A liquid costs £15.
Anal liquid?
A liquid.
I'm fairly excited
liquid.
Hear that.
Sorry.
I wouldn't pay 15 quid for that.
Said a liquid.
Oh, fine.
Right, the next one. Right, yep. As we've been hearing in the news, Britain is bringing back the classic blue and gold passport as it leaves the EU. Immigration Minister Brandon Lewis says it's an opportunity to restore our national identity, but the Scottish First Minister Nicola Sturgeon says the move is inward-looking.
Right.
So we're basically going from burgundy to blue.
Well, and of course, as we were saying earlier, it doesn't matter. It didn't matter anyway, because under EU rules, your country is allowed to choose what colour passport you want. Britain just went with burgundy because it's the go-to, whereas Croatia just chose a different one anyway. So we could have just done that without Brexit.
I've never had the blue one, though, so I'm not going back to anything. No. I only ever had burgundy.
But generally, we could, if someone had just gone, can we keep blue passports? Someone would go, yeah, fine. Yeah.
Someone just said in my ear, because you're young. Did you have the blue passport, John?
Yeah. Yes, I did.
Oh, did you?
But I was a child at the time, to be fair to me. Right.
Oh, to be fair, aeroplanes hadn't been invented then. So I don't know why they have passed. I guess the ships were boats a thing then.
Were boats a thing then?
Because you had tickets to the Titanic, but missed the... Yeah. Didn't you? That's why you can't...
That's right. That's a good one. Right, okay.
A good one, not for me, if you notice. Yeah, just a good one.
Yeah, what's this
I'm full of them, Claire.
Earlier, I said Oreo Speedwagon, I got nothing.
No, you got that was good for you.
Yeah, fair enough.
I thought that was a good one. Still waiting to hear the song. Right, and are you planning a Christmas proposal?
No one's going to keep on loving you.
Obviously, no one's proposing to me over Christmas. The festive season is the most popular time of the year to propose, but it can be a nerve-wracking business.
Exactly, everyone's drunk.
Especially picking the perfect ring. However, help is at hand. Stephen Barnard, a jeweller who worked for the likes of Princess Diana, It says there's no need to spend a fortune on the ring. Mr. Barnard says there's no rule of thumb anymore, and it's how generous the partner is or what the recipient wants.
Recipient.
Yeah, that's the right word, isn't it?
No.
Recipient.
Recipient.
Recipient. Should have left that one out too, hey?
Good one.
Anyway, but that's what I would say to the end of that, though, is there's no rule of thumb. There's never been a rule of thumb, is there? You just buy a ring.
For the thumb? I thought it went on the finger.
I don't know. I've never been proposed to.
Haven't you?
No.
It's only a matter of time, isn't it? Well, there's Claire there. If anyone wants to propose to her, why not do it via text? That's romantic. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Do you want to give out your personal Twitter?
Probably not. No, if you want a newsreader that can't read words... Bring it on.
Claire, lovely. Thank you very much indeed for that and indeed for all of today.
Have a good Christmas,
Have
Claire.
A good Christmas, Claire. Happy Christmas. Happy Claremas. Right, there we go. We've got live music coming next. We've got a choir. Well, there are three of them. It's a festive trio. They'll be bringing us music to serenade us into Christmas. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Festive free speech with all the trimmings.
Happy Christmas to you all.
Christmas on Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Still haven't signed up to Selco Predictor? Why not?
What a chance! What a goal!
There's a million good reasons why you should. Sign up now at selcobw.com/predictor and use your footballing foresight for the chance to become a millionaire.
£1 million!
Plus, in December, win flights and £150 spending money for a sensational two-night city stay in a European hotspot of your choice. The Selco Predictor. Download the Selco app now or sign up for free at selcobw.com/predictor.
Today at Tesco, get crates of Budweiser, Corona and Coors for just £9. Everyone's welcome at Tesco. Selected stores excluding Express while stocks last. 18 plus ends 24th of December.
Go, come on!
What? We're losing 3-0?
And if they score another, I'll win £1 million.
£1 million?
Yeah. On the Sun's new Sun6 game, get 6 scores right this game week and you'll win more cash than Neymar gets in a week.
Oh no, there they go.
Yes! Sausage rolls on me! Think you know the score? Prove it and you could win £1 million with Sun 6. Play for free now at thesun.co.uk/sun6. Sun 6 powered by SunBets. One free play token per customer per game week. T's and C's apply. 18 plus. BeGambleAware.org.
Everyone likes to get a broadband deal, but who's got time to go searching for them? At BT, we do the hard work for our broadband customers by offering them personalised deals. So now getting the right deal takes no time at all. If you're our broadband customer, you can find your personalised deal at bt.com/mydeal. It's ready and waiting for you.
Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the house a party was stirring, good times paramount. I made my way to the fridge with some care, in hope that some Strongbow dark fruit would be there. Then I exclaimed with a shout and a hoot, dark fruit to all, and to all a dark fruit.
Strongbow dark fruit, the original dark fruit cider with crisp apple taste and juicy blackcurrants. Drink aware for the facts. Please drink responsibly.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Well, in the West Midlands, we have one lane closed due to a broken down vehicle on the M6 northbound. That's between Junction 5 and Junction 6 for Spaghetti. Traffic coping well at the moment. In Oxfordshire, we have severe delays. Two lanes closed due to recovery work and an earlier lorry fire. It's on the M40 southbound between Junction 10 and Junction 9 for Bicester, with congestion back to Junction 11. And in Bristol, the M32 outbound lane closed on the exit slip road. Slow traffic due to an accident at Junction 2. I'm Sammy Jolo.
Today at Tesco, get crates of Budweiser, Corona and Coors for just £9. Everyone's welcome at Tesco. Selected stores excluding Express while stocks last. 18 plus ends 24th of December.
The mother of all talk shows with George Galloway.
He's back
on Talk Radio.
Listen up, comrades of the world. Unite.
Our glorious leader, George Galloway, returns to the UK airwaves with the mother of all talk shows.
The switchboard is lighting up.
Controversial conversation and cutting-edge current affairs comment with the notorious B-I-G-G. Listen, this guy's a nightmare. He's not a great guy, folks.
The mother of all talk shows with George Galloway. Tonight from 7 on Talk Radio.
I did not say that.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
And a very good afternoon if you're just joining us. You're listening to Talk Radio. It's Christmas Friday. I am John Holmes. And before we serenade you, musically speaking, is there any other way to serenade? I don't know.
Neither do I.
I'm simply not sure. Anyway, we're going to serenade you, certainly musically, into Christmas very shortly indeed. Before that, a lot going on in the news, of course. Tech-savvy parents, that's what you need to be. If you've bought your child a toy that's connected to the internet, a lot of them are these days, because people can hack them. That's in the news. There are warnings from cybersecurity experts today. We know, do we not, that Boris Johnson's had a bit of a fight with a Russian. We know there's been a Russian spy invited to number 10 Downing Street over the years. Someone who was in Downing Street, it turned out, was a spy, and that's in the news today. A big increase in the number of people sleeping rough in England, 132%, those are the figures. And we know from earlier on that an elf on the shelf has been teabagging a Barbie in a Poundland advert. That's what we learn, how very festive it all is. But you know what? The news is quite complicated, isn't it?
I can't get my baubles around it,
Don't
John.
Don't you worry, Cornelius. We are here to help, because we know the news to be complicated. But what we do is we take the most complex issues and we analyse them using, well, it's obvious when you think about it, short-form Oriental verse. It takes complex, boils it down to a set number of syllables. 575, it's the news in haikus.
Harry and Meghan release romantic photos. Damo Green's ears pricked.
I mean, he denies it. And at least it was only Damien Green's ears that pricked. So, you know, that's good. Right, it's Christmas, isn't it? And hello, music people. Hi there. Hi there. So, look, so this is great. So what we've got for you today, now, regular listeners know we drag buskers in off the street on a Friday to perform for us. We genuinely just do that. We go out there, we just get them in here, and they come in and sing. But you are three musicians with no musical instruments, because we're talking choir. That's your background, isn't it? So we've got three choir members here who I've just learned don't even know each other. But have all been sort of plucked, I don't know, seemingly at random. Is that fair?
Well, reasonably.
Yeah, all right.
It's been quite a fun story. So I emailed someone who we know through the show, through music, Tori Longdon, who's been on the show before.
Yeah.
I went, hey, do you want to do this? And she said, I can't, but this person may be able to. That person went, yeah, I'll do it. And then I can't remember who that was. And then she said, oh, I can't do it either. Yeah. And then passed this on to Tessa, who then sent some emails out to strangers to her.
Yeah.
And now we have a group of three people who do not know each other.
It's a festive trio, is what it is. It's Tessa, it's Lauren, it's Justin, to perform for us. So, well, look, thank you very much for coming in. And I'm thanking you on behalf of the listener, who I know is going to enjoy this. So we're going to start, with the Christmas classic, I think.
Yes. Ding dong.
Ding dong. Okay, when you're ready to ding and also dong in your own time, here we go, live on Talk Radio.
Ding dong, verily on high, in heaven the bells are ringing. Ding dong, verily the sky is ringing with angels singing. Gloria, hosanna in excelsis. Gloria, hosanna in excelsis. In so hibilo below, let steeple bells be swungen. And the oi 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 by priest and people song. Gloria, hosanna in excelsis. Gloria, hosanna in excelsis. Pray you dutifully prime, your matin chimey ringes. May you beautifully rhyme, your eve-time song ye singes. Gloria, hosanna in excelsis.
Yes! That's what we want. That was beautiful.
That has got me in such the mood for Christmas now.
That's the most Christmassy thing that's ever happened.
Yeah.
That was excellent. Thank you so much. That was really good. And, you know, people listening that will have stopped their cars, you know, just to listen and gaze skywards for the arrival of Santa already. That was great. Now, look, you are, I know, now slightly, I mean, that's obviously in a repertoire somewhere, because that was written a long time ago. And many people have sung it. What you're about to do, however, is our fault, I realise. So we've made you do this. But what we've done is we've rounded up the year for you as best we can in a specially written and commissioned version of the 12 Days of Christmas. So Tessa, Lauren and Justin are going to do it. Right now for you, live on Talk Radio, and a very Merry Christmas from us. And here we go.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a snowflake in a safe space. On the second day of Christmas, my true love gave to me too much Brexit and a snowflake in a safe space. On the third day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 3 market access, too much Brexit and a snowflake in a safe space. On the fourth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 4 hurricanes, 3 market access, 2 much Brexit, and a snowflake in a safe space. On the fifth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me new £5 note. 4 hurricanes, 3 market access, 2 much Brexit, and a snowflake in a safe space.
On the sixth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 6 fidget spinners, new £5 note. 4 hurricanes, 3 market access, too much Brexit, and a snowflake in a safe space. On the seventh day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 7 Korean missiles, 6 fidget spinners, new £5 note. 4 hurricanes, 3 market access, too much Brexit, and a snowflake in a safe space. On the eighth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 8 million bitcoins, 7 Korean missiles, 6 fidget spinners, new £5 note. 4 hurricanes, 3 market access, too much Brexit, and a snowflake in a safe space. On the ninth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 9 Trump aides fired, 8 million bitcoins, 7 Korean missiles, 6 fidget spinners, new £5 note. 4 hurricanes, 3 market access, too much Brexit, and a snowflake in a safe space. On the tenth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 10 southern rail strikes, 9 trumpets fired, 8 million bitcoins, 7 Korean missiles, 6 fidget spinners, new £5 note. 4 hurricanes, 3 market access, too much Brexit, and a snowflake in a safe space. On the 11th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 11 rebel MPs, 10 southern rail strikes, 9 trumpets fired, 8 million bitcoins, 7 Korean missiles, 6 fidget spinners, new £5 note. 4 hurricanes, 3 market access, too much Brexit, and a snowflake in a safe space. On the 12th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 12 outed sexpests, 11 rebel MPs, 10 southern rail strikes, 9 trumpets fired, 8 million bitcoins, 7 Korean missiles, 6 fidget spinners, new £5 note. 4 hurricanes, 3 market access, too much Brexit, and a snowflake in a safe space.
Yeah!
Never has a year been so neatly encapsulated. I think 12 outed sex pests was my favourite bit of that. And there were 7 Korean missiles and on and on, and too much Brexit. Listen, thank you very much.
Thank you
for coming in and doing that. Is that your last thing you have to do before you go off and do Christmas now? Is that, have we kept you from your families long enough? And where are you from, Tessa?
I'm from Kent originally.
Oh, whereabouts?
On the border of Kent and Surrey, in a tiny little village.
Okay, are you going back there for Christmas?
Yes, I am.
It's always nice to offer people to do for Christmas, I think, as well. Lauren, what are you doing?
I am from Dorset, yep. Shaftesbury and Dorset. And yeah, I'm going home to spend Christmas with my grandparents, parents and my sister.
Very nice. And Justin, what about yourself?
I'm from King's Cross, so I'm not too far.
Oh, you'll just go down the road.
Yeah.
Get the tube home.
Yeah.
Isn't a Chris Rea song.
Anyway, look, again, thank you so much for doing that for us and coming in. That will be available, clipped up. It'll be online for you to hear again and again. And who wouldn't want to do that? But look, very Merry Christmas to you. Thank you so much. Talk Radio in the afternoons. That's just about it from us. And just about it from us for this year, in fact. Mm. I'm going downstairs in a moment to do Virgin Radio Drive Time.
Well, that's just greedy.
Yes, it is. It's Christmas. I've got to pay for it somehow. And
so much John Holmes.
Yasmin, unlike James Corden.
All over your Christmas schedule.
But Yasmin, Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan.
Yasmin, not Sam.
Not Sam. No.
Hi.
Hi there, Yasmin.
How are you?
Hi there. I'm fine, thank you. What's
that was lovely, by the way.
Wasn't it lovely? Yeah.
Yes.
Wasn't it lovely?
Yes.
Which was your favourite number in that? I like 12 outed sex pests.
Stop it.
And I think, well, that was part of the, you know, this is the roundup of the year, wasn't it? 7 Korean missiles, I was quite keen on in there as well. It was quite nice, wasn't it?
It was very Christmassy.
Very Christmassy, roundup of 2017. Feel free to play that again in your show if you want.
Oh, we will. Yeah. I'll just try and sing it myself. No, I won't.
Yeah,
that would make your ears bleed.
Give that a miss. Anyway.
So Friday Drive Time,
yes.
On Friday nearly Christmas.
Yes.
So we will bring you news from afar and from home.
Yeah.
We're going to start with a roundup of what's happened in Catalonia, because it's quite confusing. They were hoping for less turmoil. They've ended up with more turmoil. And from that, we're going to go straight to home and horrible Friday on the roads.
Frantic Friday,
Frantic
I think they're
Friday.
Calling it. Is that right? Yeah.
Frantic Friday. We'll round up what's happening on the roads, how hideous the journey might be, where you might want to avoid, all of that. We're also today going to talk to a couple who are keeping their shop open on Christmas Day and find out why they are doing that.
Right.
Yes.
Why are they
it's disgusting.
No.
Yeah, why are they
it's
doing
It's about
that?
Being nice and offering people...
Is it Pret a Manger?
It's an... Oh, I see what you yeah. did there.
Yeah. Because of no. Jesus.
No. All right. It's not that. Okay. You'll find out why. And also, we're going to be talking to a proper scientific-type person, researcher, who has done proper scientific-type research, as to why, despite Christmas being a lonely time, it's also yeah. a time when people get more interested in the hokey-cokey.
What? Is that a euphemism?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Why
yeah. you
people...
Put, what do you put in and then take out?
Something.
Out of
an innocent girl like me wouldn't know.
No.
But it's to do with why people become more interested in sex around religious festivals.
Do they?
Yes.
Is that a thing?
It's a thing.
What?
It's a proper scientific research.
Just about like Easter?
Yeah. Apparently Eid and Christmas.
Really?
Yeah, and then 9 months later, there is a spike in the birth
rate. That's
interesting,
isn't it? I didn't know that. Fascinating stuff.
It'll be lonely this Christmas for some people, but not for others.
Okay, good. Yasmin Khan with you. Are you dreaming of a brown Christmas?
Always.
good. Yasmin Khan.
Racist.
With you next on Talk Radio. And a very Merry Christmas to one and all. We'll see you in 2018. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Christmas on Talk Radio.
There's no Christmas in the Army, Captain.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.